Blog Talk Radio.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve
I was listening, but since you had Silas on there and there was already, I didn't want to I just wanted to let him talk and everything. So I was just listening.
Well, that's okay. I'm just kind of pissed off that the sound room will not open for me and I don't know what to do. I'm going to bring on Allie, who's the best, one of the best other Blog Talk shows that we have, the rant room, before I start ranting.
I'm kidding.
Hey, Allie.
Isn't this,
Allie?
Just like the most saddest news about AMC and One Life to Live?
It is. I really cannot believe that, not even that it's AMC and One Life to Live, but that it's two more soaps gone.
I know.
Oh, my God.
And Brian Frantz underestimated the fans. He underestimated. He didn't think that. He didn't think logically about this decision. He didn't think that, there was going to be much more of a big outcry than, the whole Becky thing. He doesn't understand that a lot of people, just because their ratings – just because their ratings are failing, it's because of them. If they were to write, if they were to do more of a quality show, then people would go back. And you're talking about a skewed rating system. A lot of people don't have TVs, and they'll go to neighbors' houses or something and watch, or, you know what I mean? And, oh, come on, shut up, go, okay, go.
Okay, let me tell you guys, the Swiss boat is completely gone right now. So if anyone's on the Swiss boat, I'm trying the best I can. I don't know what Blog Talking is doing. I will get...
Excuse me. Did you talk to Blog Talk? Sorry.
What?
That had to come out. I've been drinking a lot of soda today. Did you email us?
So, yeah, you guys, I will, you know, I'm trying the best I can with this. I don't know why Blog Talk decided to pick on me tonight, but, you know, it's like probably, you know, you said
you know
nothing
what?
To the day.
Huh?
No, till you go talk.
No, when I was listening to the show the other day, I agree with Silas that with Guiding Line as the world turned counseling, it was different in the sense it was, for me, it was different because, you know, they tried, they tried to take that show, those two shows. They looked other places. I think that they did. I think they're looking, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean, I really think they did too.
To find a home.
But you know, yeah. And you know what, you guys, I decided that I want to ban Oprah Winfrey because I'm pissed off at her. You know what, she came off as a, not a nice person. Hello?
And I didn't listen to her interview. I don't really want to listen to her interview. I just basically read somebody's comment. Basically, in short, it was she said something, the ratings, because the ratings are so low that she didn't want to risk, I guess, you know, risk it. But, you know, it's because of the damn Fonz. Ever since he came into charge, the ratings, I've been reading an article the other day. It's because since he's been in charge, the ratings have declined steadily since he's been in there. And it's because it's as if he knew at the get-go that when he got in there, he's going to, you know, make these shows really bad. And then he's going to wait for the opportunity, you know, and he found the opportunity. But what's really sad is that none of the actors found out till after the fact. He could have given them.
I know,
them-
and you know what? That fucking pissed me off right now. You guys, I'm doing the best I can with the Swiss boat. I had to log in and completely out again. And so, you know, I think everything will be okay. I'm just pissed off at it right now.
With CBS though, they gave them ahead of time. They gave them a big heads up, I think. So they knew that was coming and they had time to
Okay, you guys. I'm so happy. We have a lot of callers on the Swiss boat and Messi. You guys pray the chat room. What?
Damn it.
Don't you think I'm trying to get the chat room open?
Hurry up. Try to get it open. Shit.
Oh my God. You think I'm not?
Try to get it open, man. Jeez. That's why I come on here for. I'm signed in and everything.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. Okay. Switchboard is lighting up, you guys. So I'm going to take some calls
okay.
Right now while we wait for the freaking... sad thing. I'm gonna go to 9812. 812, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jen. Jen Snelling.
Oh, hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I did not know that thing that you were gonna send me was like 30 pages long. Like, without the sponsors. I'm like, oh, this is this going to be a, like, two-page thing. I was wrong, people.
So does anybody know? Does anybody know any? Didn't Hershey? They say that they need 10,000 calls to pull their ads or something. Didn't they say they needed like 10,000 calls or something?
Somebody said that.
I think Jamie Giddens, he put it on his tweet too, that they need like 10,000 calls, and they already had a few thousand already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have another call on the Swissbo too. Let's just 443, you're on the air with us.
Hey, it's Candace.
Hey, Candace. Hey, after last week's show, you did not, follow me or whatever. You know,
I'm
going to
put it right now. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay. Send me a DM when you have a chance. You guys, I am this fully again trying to get the album working. 905, you on the air too.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
What?
This is at Fire Fronds.
Oh, you know what? I love you, Fire Fronds. I'm so glad. You know what? I want to apologize to everyone in the chat who's trying to get in the chat room. Blog Talk is hating me tonight, people.
Well, your Fire Fronds? Is that your username or what is it?
That's
or
my
no?
username on Twitter.
Oh,
and unfortunately,
good.
It's been suspended. I don't know why. So now I'm
at really?
Fire Fronds.
I love it.
Roman,
you know what? I love
two.
It.
Ever since Fire Fronds has been, like I said earlier, he's the ratings have declined ever since he's been in his position. Since 2002. He needed to go a long time ago.
It's been 10 years under his horrible reign of terror at ABC.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where he's brought on one horrible writer after another on All My Children. I mean, I don't know why someone wouldn't have gotten rid of Chuck Pratt merely a few months into his reign.
Yeah.
Fonz, I know you're new to this, so swearing is allowed. This guy will tell you that.
Well, thank you for that.
After the comments he made about Kathy Breyer,
that was out of line.
You know, or even calling, even insulting the fans by saying we're gonna train you like dogs.
Yeah.
You know what?
I just think at this point, this is what we need to do. I'm part of an amazing community online. I don't know if you know about it, the Pine Valley Podcast.
Oh no!
With Jordan and Ashley. I've been listening to it for years, and I'm active participant on the blog, and I was actually just on their last episode of their podcast on iTunes and had to get the plug in. And, you know, it's just one of those things that this is horrible. And, I mean, we have to stand up and do this. And no one is respecting soap fans. I mean, Rachel Ray dissed us. Mario Batali's dissed us.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey now has said there's no money being made in soap.
You know what?
Oh, you know that,
I want to say something I've been way old.
Did you hear what Billy Bush said?
You know, may I?
What did Billy Bush say?
Oh, when
they
announced the death of daytime, so to speak, as this is kind of being dubbed because it was a double whammy, he said, how many shirts were ruined by women, you know, staring at the television during their stories. Now, I took great umbrage with that. I'm an educated person.
Yeah.
I'm young. I'm in their target demographic on the low end. And I've watched my entire life, and I
don't
want to be disrespected like that.
I know, exactly. And I go, some people's comments on certain boards are saying, oh, well, I'm so glad they're going now. You know, people that are sitting these couch potatoes complaining that the soaps are over, blah, 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 or whatever, you know, and I'm like thinking, you're talking, those educated people that are, like you said, educated people. I'm an educated woman, and I still watch soaps. You probably have executives watching soaps still, DVRing the soaps, you know?
Yeah, I mean... by the way, you guys, I'm trying my best to get this album open. Nothing I do is booking. I'm about to cry because, I'm doing everything I possibly can to.
Today I went to Walmart And on the Soap Opera Digest, it says, One Life to Live AMC Axed. Whoever would have thought that 10 years ago when I used to buy a bunch of magazines like that, I would see that in bold print, you know?
No one. Oh, yeah,
never.
No one.
I know.
Soap Opera Weekly has that as well. And I can tell you this, that it's, a lot of people are really confused right now because it's like, should they even continue to fight or should they give up? And my whole thing is, by the way, Hershey, I you know, love Hershey to death. And I did I called 10 times. Y'all know I'm on the phone all the time at work. I'm not supposed to do whatever. But, no, I mean, ABC really needs to sit down, like I said, a couple of times. They, from a business standpoint, this is the dumbest decision they have ever made. I just got off the Facebook with somebody. We was talking about it. They could have the Chew and the Style Network thing, for the Style Show on the weekends. You know, instead of all those infomercials, they could have actually had these two shows come out, you know, on the weekend, you know, sit back, kick, relax, and keep the daytime shows on. Because if you're going to have a food show, I'm pretty sure they're going to need a Hershey product. And if you're going to lose Hershey, then you really don't have a really good food show. I'm sorry. But
I know. And you know who? I was
reading you guys this tonight. Let's try and not interrupt each other. That's all I care about.
No, I was just going to say, if Hoover did a really good thing, because it not only was a good marketing strategy, but it was also, because I was reading an article there saying, I don't know if it was a sympathy or a marketing strategy, but it was a good thing that they did that, because not only that, they probably are selling a lot of Hoovers right now, you know what I mean? So, and I was and buy a dozen candies right now if she did that. If they pull the plug on it, you know.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to jump in for a second. I think this is the smartest thing Hoover could do because they are saving money. They're not going to advertise as of today on ABC. And we're doing all the work for them. We're putting up little Hoover badges on our Facebook and Twitter accounts. We're doing all we can to get the Hoover brand out there.
Yeah.
And I'm saying Hoover was never cool. It was never a brand that younger people... You know what I mean? It's vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, well, that too. I mean, why do we not young?
And suddenly we're all talking about it like they're folk heroes.
Yeah.
Well, to me, Hoover has always been a part of our household. I'm going to plug Hoover now. But no, like you guys said, for the younger generation, because some people are like, why are people liking Hoover all of a sudden?
I know.
Like, Hoover did the hugest thing. Like, nobody else would have ever thought that Hoover would have actually played a big role in this. You know, I mean, yes, their vacuum cleaner sucks up the dirt. Well, guess what? Hoover is sucking up the dirt back to ABC out of money. So, you know, good for them.
No, I agree. Good for them. I mean, this has just been a really dark time, and I mean,
I know.
The whole thing is we do have to keep calling,
and we have
to not back off of ABC, because people keep saying, now we need to focus on Disney. That, I think, is just a rumor put out there to divide us. We need to be definitive. We need to call sponsors, and we need to call our local affiliates. We cannot give up. We need to put more pressure on it. And quite frankly, everyone needs to call WABC in New York, because that is one of the affiliates that is owned by ABC. It's actually not an affiliate. It's an ABC-run station.
Or you can go past there. Or you can go past there if you live in New York.
You can go to protests across America on Facebook.
Exactly. We have another caller, you guys.
Next week.
Yeah, you guys, I'm going to bring on this other caller, too. 413, you're on the air with us.
Hi, Carly. It's Silas. I'm sorry I'm late. It's been a crazy,
no, sorry.
Crazy
Silas.
Night.
Okay,
hi,
Silas.
Hi.
I just have a non-soap question right now because I'm ready to kill Blog Talk. Has your album ever not opened up for you at all? I mean, it keeps saying it's loading, 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 and I contacted Blog Talk, and they haven't come back to me. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, see, since they switched over to this new paradigm, before I got sick, I had that problem on my last show. I mean, I can't even get into your chat room. It's not opening up for me.
I cannot even open it. I've been trying since, you know, way before the show. I feel like crying because I'm, like, trying everything I can think of, you guys, and it just won't let me open up. And I'm so glad you called in because I was ready to pull my hair out for this one. I'm like, you know, so hopefully Blog Talk is fixing the problem, but you never know.
Well, you know, this is nothing new with Blog Talk Radio. This has always happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my frustrations with the whole system, and I mean, I'm looking at alternatives now. You know, I'm looking at alternatives now. So that's
well,
what
you know
I'm going to
say about if you find one, please let me know because, you know, I love having my own show, and I love it, but it pisses me off, like, nights like this when I'm getting great calls, and I know there's so many people who probably want to go in this album, and it won't let me, and it just angers me. So, yeah, so, Cyrus, so what is happening? What is going on?
Well, I got a few things to say. I mean... This has been a very frustrating week. I have to be perfectly blunt. This has been a very frustrating week.
Yep.
We've been working very, very hard behind the scenes to see, you know, what's out there, you know, what we can do, because to me it's not about one show over the other. It's about a genre that I
exactly
feel still has value in this marketplace. And
exactly.
Does somebody have their speakers on their computer right now?
I just heard
some feedback.
I've been hearing it the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I am very, very frustrated because we've been working for a week now on putting together an infrastructure that would be an umbrella organization for all the fan groups to come to, share information, take information,
mm-hmm.
and get involved in specific projects. And what I've said from the beginning, I've said everybody has to leave their egos at the door and forget a minute about their own respective cause and look at the big picture. And what's happening is some of these fan groups are coming forward and saying, oh, we have an infrastructure, we have this, we have that. They're trying to one up the other, and somehow or other, they've totally lost sight of what we're trying to do. The actors themselves, I have had several actors say to me behind the scenes, the only way this is going to work is if you have a cohesive, organized fan effort where all or most of the groups come together. And I'm going to be honest with you. Tonight, I'm wondering if that's possible because there are too many people out there that are promoting their own cause and forgetting the big picture. Because if all you care about is promoting your website and promoting a character or one show, when that show goes off the air, guess what? You're out of business. That's not what this is about.
I'm sorry, but who exactly is doing that? Everyone I've spoken to, they're all trying to save the show. That's the goal.
I would love to know, too, who is doing that, too.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to point fingers at anyone specific, but I think what is one thing I always tell everybody to do? Connect your own dots. Connect your dots. Look for yourself
and
see it, okay? Go ahead.
No, we just have another call on the line, and since this album is not on, I just want to bring everyone on because I'm nice. I'm 860, you're on the air with us.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with us.
Hi, David.
Oh, hi, David. How are you?
Oh, sick as a dog, unfortunately. Right before Easter, no less. Isn't that lovely?
What's that?
I'm sorry.
Hello, Cyrus.
I am really
What's cooking?
Who's that on the phone? I didn't catch his name.
It's David.
Remember, it's David from the night, Cyrus? You guys were having fun talking?
David, how are you, David?
Says a dog right before Easter.
I mean, Carly, David's one of those people that's connecting the dots.
I know. He is doing a very good job of it, too.
Thank you.
No problem.
Who has their computer? Who has their speakers on?
Not me.
Yeah.
Not me, because I'm reading about this whole DirecTV might be pulling ABC out.
What'd you say?
I said,
you guys, whoever is tuned, your speakers down. Oh, close the door, whatever.
Yeah, because I'm hearing background noise. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, I'm hearing background noises, too.
I know. You guys. Okay.
I'm sorry. I think it's
door
in my house. I do have the door shut. They're just being very loud.
You know, here's an idea. Let's try one at a time muting our phones and figure out which one is the one.
I'm telling you who it is. It's me.
Okay.
I take responsibility.
Okay.
Oh, thank heaven.
No. I was saying that I'm reading.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
You know, Carly, your show's sounding like an ABC fan group meeting tonight.
Hey, and okay, be nice.
I'm being nice.
You know, you guys, the sound room is still not opening up, and you know what? Blog Talk all assholes tonight because sending them a message, you think they will get back to you right away, but no.
We were on the phone for over 2 hours. At least you know what I'm saying? It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like we were on the phone for like 2 freaking hours. That was a long show. But it was a good one. I enjoyed Monday's show. That's why
Monday
I came back.
Monday was a really good show. But anyway, I wanted to be on. I want to be focused tonight because I got to be honest with you guys. These last
it's
5 days.
It's a little hard because there's so many groups. I know. I've been seeing the same thing all over the place.
You know, and I was talking to my friend Denise yesterday about this. I mean, Wednesday, the day that we were trying to get a lot of stuff accomplished, I spent 10.5 hours on the phone putting out a bunch of fires that were started by various fan groups.
Well, what? I just got to say from what I've observed, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a misguided thing. I think everyone has the same interest, but I think we're all stumbling all over each other trying to do the same thing, and that's where all the confusion is coming from.
Exactly.
And it's not a bad thing. Let me make that very clear. What's happening is expected. It's only been 1 week. It's a little over 1 week. We're going to have problems like this, in the next week or so. At least that's what I see. But I don't think it's going to be a major problem down the line as things get more streamlined and people get be able to figure out who's talking to who and who's doing what. Everyone right now is trying to scramble and pull together, and it's laudable that all these groups are coming or are trying to pull together. But I think there needs to be some level of restraint as well, but it's kind of hard to do that when you've got new people coming in to the situation and all these different views all over creation just going on about different shows. You know what I'm saying? It's just
yep.
May I just interject for a moment, please?
Sure.
Candace, right?
No, Firefont.
Firefont, go ahead.
Okay. I really don't see the disorganization that maybe you are. I mean, I've been doing this since before this was canceled. I've been trying to get people to call ABC and, you know, voice your views and call the hotlines and do all of that. And then once it got canceled, I found that people were flooding to these various groups saying, what do you want me to do? How can I help further this cause.
Right.
So, I mean, I think we've all followed from what I've seen on the Facebook groups I'm a part of, and I mean, I have my own, and I've, you know, joined a couple others, that there seems to be a fairly basic formula, which is keep calling the ABC lines, don't fall for that thing to call Disney, call the sponsors
Disney
and tell them you want them to put pressure on ABC, and call the affiliates.
Disney is a major waste of time, and it has been a waste of time for years. Unfortunately, the problem is that Disney, as it owns the shows, all three of them at the moment, and they're the ones who are canceling this, the natural reaction is to cry out to them, because obviously sometimes it has worked for, like saving Rebecca Hurst from being fired. But in this case, this is bigger than just one actress who is getting canned. This is all of the shows in jeopardy, two of them being canceled and one of them hanging by a thread here.
Well, David, that's been my point all along, and Carly will attest to this. I said in the middle of January that the announcement was going to come down in April. I said April 15th. I was off by a day. Okay.
Yeah,
the thing of it is. A lot of people are calling for Brian Fong to be fired, and frankly, I really think, this is my personal opinion, you can take it with a grain of salt, but I think that the television itself would be better off if he wasn't in the business. The guy is like a cancer. But that said, I think that there have been some nasty things said about the man. And I think that detracts from the actual problem that we have these cancellations that we have to reverse or find some new home for them. And it's great that you and your associates are putting together this new plan. But
yep.
Unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people understand all the work that goes into what you've already gotten done. Everyone is sort of trying to understand, process everything, and fighting their own way. And that's not a bad thing. But I think it's going to be very confusing for the next couple of weeks because... because it's just hard to communicate. We have a global means of communication, but the problem is with all these groups coming up, they're popping up like weeds, and they all have the same goal. Yes, I can agree with I didn't catch your name, ma'am.
Fire Fawn. I love Fire Fawn. I think that's an absolutely cool name. I'm sorry. I love that name.
But anywho, long story short, I agree with you, but it's also going to be very dicey because some fan groups that are popping up may go a little too far and may actually hurt the cause more than help us. That's my concern.
Well, I mean, everywhere that I've been online and that, and I'm, you know, like you, spending a lot of hours a day,
mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of hours a day, online doing
yep.
this and calling and everything, I've only yeah. dealt with lovely people, and every time someone has reported and said, oh, I said this, and they were out of line, either a group of men, myself, someone I've seen almost respond immediately and say, do not do that again, please. We need to keep this polite. We need to be seen as sane. We need to be seen as articulate. We are
not crazed
housewives.
This is the first problem. ABC fans have never been known for being sane. And that's not an insult. They're vocal. They're vocal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're vocal.
By the way, you guys, I need to say this. I just heard back from Blog Talk. Due to it. Outage with Amazon Web Services. User may experience issues with this album. Amazon is currently working on the Sisu. Check back use with bird for more information as we okay. That sounds like a stupid thing ABC would say, sorry.
Oh, heck, my roommate is an engineer for Amazon Web Services. I should nail him on
that. Okay. If you can, I would really appreciate it.
I don't know where he is. He's somewhere.
Did you hear about this one? Did you guys hear about this one? I was reading earlier that, who was it? DirecTV is now coming out with a Disney and ABC free package, a package where people can choose not to have any channels that are...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
that's
David,
a big
do you
thing.
Have the official, because this is what it says. If you go to the Facebook page, Broadcast ABC Across America, someone had posted that DirecTV is in the midst of putting together a package that will eliminate ABC
right.
and the Disney Channel due to the overwhelming calls and email.
Right,
they
that's
told
what I heard,
me,
yes.
Let me see. They said that they want to know if this is true or not, and if so, do you think it's a good move?
Well, I think it is in a way, although I also think that it's sort of lazy in one respect.
Redundant?
Yeah, because, see, we have parental controls on our TV, on our cable and satellite providers, and you can choose to block whatever channels you like on your own. Having, yes, it is a big move, having a provider offer this package as a result of the reverse boycott, but at the same time, although it is a major move and a major blow to ABC Disney, you can do it yourself. Personally,
they said they're not going to Disney this year. They said they're not going to spend their money on a Disney trip.
I think that what it is a move that is meant to get a reaction out of ABC Disney, but I don't see it as being something that really is necessary on a personal level.
Can I get a word in here? Because if I'm having this difficult of a time hearing you, I don't know what people are hearing on their computers, but whoever has that noise on in the background, I mean, I can't hear
the noise.
Okay, you know what, guys? I'm just going to bow out. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Was it Fire Franz that had the noise coming?
Okay, Candace, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Candace?
I'm still here.
Okay,
Yeah, I'm still here too. Catherine Hicklin's on. I actually went over to their chat room's open on Buzzworthy Radio or Stardust Radio.
Oh, really? Well, that's nice for them. I have those.
I was just on over at Stardust about an hour ago.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about some news.
What'd you say, David?
I was saying hello, Catherine.
Yeah, she's talking right now. She was mentioning that wouldn't it, because you know how the primetime show like the soaps a long time ago, like Knots and Dallas. She's like, wouldn't it be even though it'd be a new genre for them, they could go into nighttime or something and kick ass over there or something.
Well, you know, I have to say that it might not be there is a possibility for the soaps in an online. Have you ever heard of a product called Roku?
Yeah.
What is it? No, I don't think so.
Well, Roku has a whole bunch of different channels. They have a Netflix channel. They have an Amazon channel. They
really?
Have all kinds of news channels. Yeah, and it's not a cable. It's on. It's over the internet. They allow it to be broadcast through your TV through a little box that picks up the wireless connection and
right.
broadcasts. You plug it right into your TV, and you can watch Netflix, what have you. And I was thinking that if we did have an online option for whatever this new channel is, I think we should have a connection with Roku for those who want to watch it on their TV or what have you on demand as a free option. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Well, this is something I want to throw out there for consumption.
Oh, you guys, we have another caller, too, by the way. I'm just going to let him on. 912, you on the air with us?
Hi, Carly. This is Cassandra. Hi, Carly. This is David.
Oh, hi, Cassandra.
Cassandra.
Oh, Cassandra, my angel. My love, Cassandra.
Hi, guys. I was doing.
Hey, I'm good.
Oh, and A12.
Go ahead.
And A12, you all. And A12, you also on the air with us.
It's Jen again. I'm back.
Okay.
Hi, Silas. It's Jen.
Hi, Jen. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm your late night pal.
I know. Thank God for Jen last night, because I was up all night cobbling together my release, and I was very frustrated last night. But there are a couple of points that I need to make, and you guys are the best people to drive this point home to the fans right now. Okay? We have to understand that one of the hallmarks of getting something accomplished in a positive fashion is to find a way to get the powers that be to sit down at a table and come up with a business plan. Okay? Because you have, if you refer back to broadcasting in the 70s, soap operas subsidized primetime television. And
yeah, they basically were the cornerstone of the broadcast day. Everyone focused around the soaps. It was a big deal.
Right. And the soap operas paid for the news divisions. The soap operas paid for primetime programming. Kelly Savalas' Kojak would not have been on the air if it wasn't for the fact that As the World Turns, profits were invested in his show. And that is in an issue of Time magazine from, I think, 1976. I have a link to it on one of my tweets, I think. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is this. If we are going to accomplish something for the genre, if we are going to succeed in our mission, the first thing has to be we have to pick out three things that we're going to focus on from the fan perspective.
Right.
One of the things
from a fan perspective that I have long been frustrated with, and this is just my little beef, is, do you remember, I'm not sure if it was Dallas or Dynasty, I don't remember, which one was the one that Aaron Spelling was doing?
He did Dynasty.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Dynasty had this brilliant little idea, and General Hospital did the same kind of thing later on with the Nurse's Ball. They had little things that you could spy, but Dynasty, they really went all out. They had an entire fashion line, and I'm thinking that there should be some kind of interactivity, not just merchandising, but some kind of
That was me.
Okay. There should be some kind of take home with the fans. Like, for example, fans can suggest fans can buy things, or if, say, fans wanted to submit ideas or what have you, store, you know, like, for example, like story ideas or what have you, to be pitched around with, there should be, like, some way to submit them and see,
yeah,
you know, consideration.
I agree.
Because one of the problems that has long been a pain in the ass with the genre is that there has been no feedback from the fans about some of the storylines and characters.
Yeah.
You know, we're the ones who follow these storylines.
Yeah, I know.
Writers come and go, but the fans are always there.
Yes.
And it just seems to me that, if you were talking about redefining the genre, I think that should be...
Could you just imagine?
That should be the cornerstone of it, would be the fans being able... In a sense, sort of, the inmates sort of running the asylum a little bit.
Yeah.
The fans
could
actually have
some... Could you imagine if they took some advice?
Their thoughts, the fans' views have some weight.
Yeah.
In the shows.
I laugh at that now because there's a lot of fans, especially General Hospital, that have been trying to do that, you know, and it's anywhere.
And you know... you know what, it would be awesome, particularly if you had things like if you needed stand-ins or, you know, like day players. Bring fans in to be day players.
David, you're absolutely right.
It would be like the biggest treat. Like, say if you're visiting New York or L.A., no. wherever the shows are being filmed. And honestly, I think we should try and bring the shows back to New York.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. that is one of the things that that I have addressed. See, everybody's got to understand something. In the background, right now, as we speak, there is a group of people working together on developing a business plan, a formula, a new kind of paradigm for daytime. And we are working very hard.
I want to make sure that we are respectful to the core of the shows, but at the same time, we have to be aware that we are in the 21st century now, not in the 1950s.
That's right.
One of the problems that I really dislike ABC for, they have not grown. They've been stagnant since the inception of the soaps. If it ain't broke, they think, don't fix it.
Right.
Well, that is why daytime today has been such a pain in the butt. Why we have General Mobsters.
Yeah, I know. I wonder what mobsters will go watch movies based on mobsters or go watch The Sopranos or something.
You know what? You want to hear something interesting about that?
What's that? Go ahead.
Granted, I just got to say this, though. Granted that Steve Burton is a handsome man, but I'm getting tired of bang, bang, shoot 'em up. If I want to watch gunplay, I'd watch one of the cop shows.
I don't mind the mob. I mean, I kind of like Jason killing whoever he wants to kill. I think it needs to be the balance between the hospital and the mob. And, you know, until we get, you know, Brian Fond out I don't think Brian Fond would stay.
We have to get rid of Guza as the head writer for General Hospital.
You know what? I don't think Guza is the problem. I really think it's Fond dictating what Guza can do and can't do.
You're on to something here, Carly. You're on to something, and I think this deserves to be discussed. Mm-hmm. You know,
the fans have been
outraged over Guza. I understand that. But the bottom line is, and this is something that the fans need to wrap their heads around, anything that the head writers and the EPs want to do has to go through Brian Fond, who gets his orders from the Disney Board of Directors, okay? This is not just Brian Fond, and this is the misconception we have out there. The Disney Board of Directors wants to get rid of ABC. They need to take ABC and make it a viable property for sale.
Right.
Daytime is losing money.
I would love to see if ABC could be bought up, because it used to be a good channel. It really used to have some decent stuff on there. I mean, I was watching Roseanne on Netflix a while back, and I was thinking how cool that was. You know, they really put boundaries on Roseanne, and that was a primetime show. But
right.
It wasn't for the soaps, like you said.
Well, like TGI Fridays. You used to have TGI Fridays was good, you know, like, you know, all those Friday
TGI
shows
Fridays
they had.
They were great. And the thing is, the other thing that no one seems to want to admit here, and I brought this point up, and a couple of actors said to me today, oh, my God, you get it, is that if you look at broadcasting over the last 40 years, in the mid-70s, the networks decided to use the soap opera model for primetime programming.
Mm-hmm.
And whether American viewers realize it or not, they've been watching weekly soap operas for the last 30 years.
It's
drama, it's sitcoms, all of it is focused on the same
They're based on the model of soap opera. Yeah, it's all based on the same model, and there are publications out there that speak to this. There are treatises that have been written by professors and researchers who have
and
talked about
the very
fact.
And that's why it pisses me off to hear the quote that the genre is dead or dying.
It's not dead. It's not dead. The genre is not dead. The genre is morphing. It is changing. The genre has been in a cocoon, and now it's the time for us to develop new ideas. And going forward, if you want to have a daily serial, you have to look at not only broadcast or cable. You have to look at the internet as part of the package.
Silas, I have a quick question.
Yes.
Crossed my mind. You were kind of thinking about how ABC could be sold off. Is there any talk, any interest, you know, of any interested parties who would be interested in buying ABC out of Disney? Because, honestly, it's the only salvation for the network at this point.
This is my understanding, and I don't know how accurate it is, but based upon my own research and based upon my familiarity with all the parties involved, my feeling is that Disney wants to just get rid of ABC at the moment and perhaps ESPN.
Really?
I have a sneaking suspicion that ESPN is in there. Disney wants to go to all Disney channels on cable. ABC is going to be rebranded. That would be fine with me,
as long as we can keep the soap.
Exactly. I have no problem with that. But the thing is,
the way they behave about this whole thing has been just completely sick and twisted.
Of course it has. And you know what? It just sit here and debate it day in and day out, and the fans are in such an uproar and angry. To sit here and go over it and beat it like a dead horse isn't accomplishing what we need to accomplish.
Right.
You know, ABC has dumped All My Children and One Life to Live.
ABC, as of the rule of Disney, and that's the main problem. I don't think ABC itself is the problem here. I think the problem is that Disney wants to get rid of ABC, and no one's fighting.
And the thing is, they put Franz in there to be the executioner. You know, you have to understand.
Franz has been very inflammatory since day one. And I don't mean day one at Disney. I mean, he has been going back to like the 80s. He has said some things about soaps that have not been very helpful.
No, they have not. And
he's,
I think
he's
that the fans
from NBC for, you know, and well, honestly.
Go ahead, David.
I'm just saying that the guy everyone has choices, and this guy has chosen time and again to be a dick about this.
Yep.
That's an understatement.
That is.
That's a big understatement.
But you know what? Today's Brian Franz was yesterday's Susan Lee when Another World got axed. Today's Brian Franz is Barbara Bloom at CBS with As the World Turns and Guiding Light. You got to understand something. We are a monotheistic society. We have to have a point man. If something bad happens in your life, you blame God or the devil. We always have to have a point man. We don't look at all of the circumstances surrounding it. And this is why I keep trying to explain to people, connect the dots. Look at the big picture. If you connect the dots and look at the big picture, you get a better understanding of why this happened. And
speaking
now
of that,
go ahead.
Can we go back to Oprah for a second?
Oh
God!
Yes, Oprah. Oh, there's
because,
the story for you.
Because people are what you're saying about the monotheistic thing and having to blame someone. And people are going nuts on Oprah, but you're saying connect the dots. And if people would connect the dots, they would see that Oprah has her own influences that are causing her to say the things that she's saying.
Absolutely.
And as far as the negativity.
I don't mean to interrupt here, but I just got a text on my phone here. It says, storm damaged his terminal and one concourse at Lambert St. Louis Airport. Spokesman says, some injuries reported. I hope everyone's okay in that area.
What is this again, David?
There's been some storm damages at an air terminal and at one concourse at the Lambert St. Louis Airport, according to a spokesman. And there have been injuries reported. I don't know the full details, but here it says, get more information on this. I hate these natural disaster things that pop up. People getting hurt and killed, and tornadoes and tsunamis. Oh, I mean, have you heard the latest stuff out of Japan?
Yeah, that's bad.
A whole mess right there.
It's very bad.
Oh my God,
and you know,
I'm reading about it, you know.
You know, isn't it ironic that while we're debating this whole issue of soaps, there are countries around the world that are developing new soap operas I think there's 16 or 17 soap operas around the world that are being developed right now as we speak.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, isn't that ironic?
That,
I know. And
no,
they're
really
doing really well, huh? I'm sure they're going to do really well, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what was really interesting? Someone pointed out to me that there aren't really no Canadian soap shows. Canadians usually see the soaps that are coming out of America. But I don't
and
think
out of England.
Right, but...
Mm-hmm.
Canada itself.
Yeah, you know what? They have really good soaps too, like Neighbors. I have family in England and
away.
Their soaps are really good. I mean, I had never seen one before. Like they're like Neighbors a long time ago, and I was sitting there just entranced to it. I'm like, wow, now this is what it's all about. It's, you know, it's not what you have now. It's about character.
Right.
Different stories, and you know, it's like really, it's just funny. It's aren't we the ones that developed the soaps too, or what?
Soap opera is an American tradition. Soap opera is an American phenomenon, and we have lost sight of that. And I'm going to tell you something. I blame the politicians in the way they provide education, because part of this problem, the reason why reality TV is so big, is because our children and their parents were not given the value of studying the arts. When you take art out of education, a child cannot process language. A child cannot do science. A child cannot add numbers. You go into a supermarket today, and your bill is $75.43, and you hand the cashier $75.53, the cashier needs a calculator to tell you you're getting a dime back.
I know, that's ridiculous. I think I said this last time. Went to a grocery store, there was a power outage, and every cashier ran over and grabbed every calculator off the shelf so they could add up the purchases manually, because they couldn't
and
figure
then you
out
wonder,
how to
And then you wonder why soap operas are dying. I mean, think about this. You wonder why. Look at the kind of society we have, and this is what I'm trying to drive home to everybody. We have to come up with a new formula, a formula that reinvigorates the arts at a community level and uses daytime as part of the package.
Have we started that formula?
There is a group of people right now, and I'm included in that group, that have been working on this package for several weeks. And we think we have a winner here. And I don't know if anyone saw this morning, Tina Sloan tweeted me, because she has seen advanced copy of it, and she is completely impressed with it.
Really?
She cannot believe that we came up with this, because it's so far out of the box. And the only reason I'm not discussing any details of this is because I have to be honest with you. There are fan groups out there right now I don't trust.
Huh. Mm.
And you know what? I have to back you up on that, Silas. Because people were saying earlier they haven't seen the negativity. And I've tried to get involved with as many groups as I can and try to go between them and communicate, this group's doing this and this group's doing that. And I have seen some of these groups stepping forward and saying, no, don't pay attention to that group, we're not with them, or, you know, things that were counterproductive completely
to unify. That kind of stuff I just really can't tolerate, because we're all supposed to be in the same boat here. It's not just one show or another. This is the whole genre itself that is at issue, and if you're not a member of a certain group or not, it shouldn't matter what groups you signed up with. We are all part of the same.
All the same.
Exactly.
So we're all
correct.
The same.
And I'm going to address that directly.
And maybe if people understood that, and I'm trying to bring this to those who are listening, if more people understood that we are all part of the same soap family,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay, well, listen, I have 3 minutes left because I have a call I have to get on to in about 5 minutes. Let me just say this, David. Excuse me for a minute. Let me just say this. On Monday afternoon, we are going to go live with an umbrella website that we are going to invite all the fan groups to come under the umbrella and join if they want. We don't expect that all the fan groups will come, but we welcome everybody because we're all in this together. This umbrella, this umbrella operation will have a leadership council of five erudite soap fans who are very actively involved, and those, and some of the members of the leadership council already know they're on it. We have six committees. One is a media relations committee to get the word out about daytime and the importance of it. Another one is a committee about developing a business plan where we're inviting business people from the entertainment community and educators who are familiar with the genre to sit at a table and hammer out the business model and improve on what we've come up with. Another committee is going to be to do outreach to cable providers. Another committee is going to be out there reaching out to advertisers. And what I want to say about advertisers is this. I would say to advertisers, very honestly, what Hoover did was a wonderful thing. But I would rather encourage advertisers to say, you know what? We're not going to advertise on your unscripted shows that really don't have any entertainment value. And we're going, for the time being, out of respect for daytime fans, we're going to cut back on our ad budgets for your primetime shows while we are committed to advertising on the daytime shows. That's what we need. If the advertisers pulled out of all the other programming and stuck with daytime, that message is a message that the board of directors will hear.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
I agree.
You know,
I love that idea.
I completely agree. And I just want to say about your group and everything, the only thing I'm interested in is being able to submit ideas and observations and suggestions like I'm doing now on the air and talking to you, because I'm an idea guy. I see things. I observe things. That's my
But are you talking about ideas about specific shows, or are you talking about ideas about the whole genre?
Both.
Okay, because this umbrella organization is not going to get into specific shows.
Right.
We do have a goal for All My Children and One Life to Live. We do have a goal for those two shows, and it's a very realistic goal. There are a lot of things happening behind the scenes that no one can know yet, and they will. There have been things going on for the last 6 months that we were not even aware of until Monday of this week. The other thing that I want you, I'm going to put this seed in your head and do some research for yourself, because if you don't discover it for yourself, you won't understand. This is, you know, people say, give me the answers, give me the answers, give me the answers. No. When you do the research for yourself, you become more inspired and you become more motivated to find out more in connecting dots. That's how I look at it. If you go to your cable provider and say this, Mr. Cable Provider, SoapNet is going off the air in April of 2012. Rather than pick up another Disney Kids channel, we would like to see you pick up another cable soap channel. I understand. Right now, there isn't a cable soap channel available. However, if 500,000 subscribers, and listen to me very carefully here, I'm giving you the specific number I was given this afternoon. If 500,000 subscribers across the United States went to their cable provider and said, we want a cable soap channel to replace SoapNet, you will get your wish.
And that's exactly what I did.
Thank you. That's exactly what I did. And if you're saying, well, who would have a cable soap network that could be available? Get on the internet and do some research about the politics behind cable soap channels, and you will figure out very quickly why I'm telling you to do this and urging you to do this. There is a company out there today. There's a company out there today who could, within 6 months, put together a cable network that's dealing with soap opera. It's out there. It is out there. And you will find it if you dig. You will find it if you dig.
That would be very awesome.
And I don't just want to see, I want to see old, like, you know, like, bring back, like, Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
Or, you know, like Sunset Beach or, not Sunset Beach, Sunset
Fashion.
Beach, I love that. I mean, you
well,
know, like the old shows, you know, maybe even earlier, Another World or something.
Well, you know,
remember
honestly,
you remember the doctors?
Well,
remember
I've heard about the doctors, but I don't think I've another.
Search for Tomorrow, Generations, Ryan told the city, love it. God, oh my God, see those back on TV.
Yeah,
okay,
I would I would love to see the old shows again. You relive them all over again, you know?
I would
be awesome.
Edge of Night again. Edge of Night was one of my favorites.
Edge of Night, I remember that, yeah.
And another one of my favorites was Love of Life. Christopher Reeve got his start on
Love of
Life.
I remember Love of Life.
Really?
I've heard about that show.
You know, this is just my opinion, but I think it would be funny as hell if the new soap network did get started, if Passion came back from the dead, that would be...
You know what, that show, I watched that show in the beginning. Before I ended, I just couldn't watch it anymore. It was not listening to the fans. It was going against what I wanted.
I wasn't going to watch it because
it was good in the beginning. It was good in the beginning. But then
I missed the last year because, unfortunately, I didn't have DirecTV. But up until it left NBC, it was one of the best. It was funny as hell, although I did have one with how they would drag out a storyline. I mean, it was bad. It was ridiculous.
Oh, God. Don't even by
soap standards, it was
bad. All right, guys, I have to go because I got to go do an interview for a morning show tomorrow.
Okay, Cyrus, you are welcome anytime.
Thank you. Thank you. But if you have not read my statement that was released, it's at http://delibernation.com. There's a statement out about what we see. And like I said, on Monday we're going to announce the URL for the umbrella organization, and there's a lot of things going on. You fans have the power. Do it.
Okay.
I'll watch you later. Bye-bye.
OMG.
Bye, thank you. OMG, who just said OMG? What's going on?
I did. Because I'm looking online, like I'm actually, because he planted that seed in my head, like I'm looking to find out like who could actually do it. And I'm for like a new soap channel. And wait a minute.
Wait. Okay.
Talk amongst
yourself.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, we got it.
You know,
They're saying, wait a minute. They said something about this network is developing a 24-hour channel dedicated to Mexican soap operas. However, they could also go ahead and take some American soap and put it on their network.
Really?
This is the one problem that I have with that. My main concern is the same concern as happened to Passions. It was exclusive to one satellite provider, and if there was a new soap channel, I would say it would need to be open to any cable or satellite provider to be able to access. Because otherwise, you're marginalizing the audience to one exclusive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the problem that I have with my concern about if it went with Dish, because not a lot of people not a lot of people I know have Dish. I know I don't.
I don't.
No, me either.
And in some cases, I don't think I could afford Dish. You know, why would you change providers if you're happy with your provider in the first place?
How SoapNet started out. SoapNet was available in only certain providers, and I know that Comcast was one of the first.
to receive it, and then it went to DirecTV, and then Dish. I think Dish just recently got it, within the last, 3 years? I might be wrong with that. But look how long it took for SoapNet to, they really did establish themselves by their original formula, which was showing the...
Well, I agree there. But unfortunately, like I said, the exclusivity of Passions being on the 101 on...
DirecTV.
That's what killed it. The show was moved onto DirecTV, and a lot of people who were fans weren't able to see it. I think that when it comes to the genre, it should be available to as many people who want to see it. That's my only concern.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically because we have so many people. So many people who want to see these shows, who want to see One Life to Live and All My Children Survive. And you know what I'm saying? It just doesn't... I'm just a little hesitant to get on the bandwagon with it going to a satellite provider first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
More people have cable than they have satellite.
I'm trying to find out more information.
I just want to say, you guys, if Ada Fur wants to come on, just put your hand up. I don't know if you want to come on, but if you do, just put your hand up. That's all I was gonna say.
There's an article on Examiner about after what Oprah said, and it said, as a commentary about it, and it just, it explains. Explains about it or whatever, how what they think about what she said and everything. I'm reading it right now.
But was everybody surprised? I wasn't surprised for what she couched. I understand the video when she couched, she said it. But at the end of the day, I said it last week, I kind of figured she wasn't going to be able to. As much as I love Oprah and respect Oprah and think Oprah can do anything, this is something that she couldn't do, and sadly it was financial reasons.
Well,
Well, I don't think here's what I think here on this. Oprah wouldn't be able to do this on her own. The problem is...
Wait, can I say something about that?
Let me finish. That the problem is that Oprah would have, if she wanted to get involved with the soap, it would mean her having to get involved with other people who also wanted to get involved with the soap. The problem is Oprah seems to be not quite ready for that. I mean, she's getting her own network. Literally own, not OWN, but her own network. I don't think that Oprah's at a place right now where she'd be wanting to bring on other people, financially or otherwise, to do this. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Do you guys realize that Oprah has investors?
She's trying to get her own niche in her own network started here. Her network's only just started, and I don't even think her lineup is complete yet.
Do you guys realize that Oprah has investors from Procter & Gamble, and one of her bosses used to work for Disney?
Oh, interesting.
Conflict of interest there.
You know what? Okay, I will say this, and I don't care if I'm wrong or whatever. Oprah is out for herself. Let's get one thing straight here. Oprah could have done it. She had the money. She had the capital. She had the know-how how to do it. Oprah is only out for Oprah, really, when it comes down to the whole big picture of it.
The chat room was talking about in that article on Examiner.com because basically she should have just said, I can't afford it or whatever, because it's cost.
She cannot afford it?
Well,
then I have to worry about my fucking money until she dies.
trying to sum up what she said, but or what this person responds after the video.
What really bothers me, is the fact that Rosie, who has gotten involved with Oprah's network now, Rosie, who was very vocal about New York and the and preserving Broadway, which is one of the issues that soap today is also concerned with, the preservation of Broadway.
Okay, bye.
Oh, you're leaving?
No, I was saying bye to my niece, sorry.
Oh, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was confused there. I get so confused so easily. Particularly when I'm sick, so bear with me. Oh, that's another thing. I hate getting sick over a holiday. You know?
Aww.
It's terrible.
Another article. It's Save the Soaps. People who don't watch soap operas say fans are lazy.
Ugh.
I don't, you know, I have been watching soap since I could remember, and I've always been busy. I've always been doing things. That's what VCRs and, you know, DVRs are for. I mean, I hate when people comment that we're lazy and that they're just housewives or that do nothing or just sitting there watching.
Do I sound like a fucking housewife to you?
Are you
nothing wrong with being a housewife? Housewives
there's
have a hard
wrong.
Job.
I am no housewife, although let me tell you something. I have the utmost respect for any being who can give birth. I have the greatest respect for women and their ability to give birth.
Women can tolerate a lot of pain, and it, you know, having a baby proves that. Because even though I haven't had that experience, I went through a friend of mine, a best friend of mine, and I kind of had sympathy pain for her. I went through the whole delivery. I felt the pain she was feeling. I felt sick. I felt like I wanted to faint as well. You know, and so
I was sick this morning. Actually, I was just so sick this morning. With stomach cramps and pain, and honestly, it was as close as I think anyone who is not a woman can get to what it feels like to be in labor, because I had to use Lamaze breathing to get through the cycles of.
Well, you know, now they have what do you call it? My friend had two of them. The for the pain, less pain. What is it called?
Oh, epidurals.
She had two epidurals. My friend had two epidurals.
Drugs.
She didn't want to feel the pain.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will never mock that show again. You know that show that's on, I think it's either Discovery Health or the Learning Channel. I don't remember which. But it's that show called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. It's about these women who basically don't realize that they're pregnant until they give birth in the most unusual situation.
Really? There was some talk show person had somebody on the show that didn't know she was pregnant until she was almost due, too.
No. It's just unbelievable. Like, some of them, like, give birth, like, in the toilet.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Never mind.
One person gave birth in a tent out in the woods. Didn't realize that she was pregnant until she was giving birth. She was out with her boyfriend. And
sounds like a plot for daytime soap.
I know. And that's one of the things that really amazes me is that today there are so many great stories that we can use now.
See, and you know, if General Hospital, if the soaps today would have taken our advice, our suggestions of what we want to see on soaps,
yes,
they would have been a whole different ballgame right now. And I blame Franz. See, he says the ratings, they're blaming the ratings, but the ratings, it's because of them. The Brian Franz, somebody like him, they should have changed the director. They should have changed the producers. They should have changed the writers and make more quality with the show. They would
have.
They ruined it. The viewers left.
We have to push very, very hard when we get this new site up and running. That's why we have to push very hard for a new interactivity with the fans, because the fans are just as valuable as the actors, the writers, the producers. You know, without the fans, soaps wouldn't be.
Oh.
And so we need to really be able to be heard more and respected more as part of the same family. And
the actors are really applauding because Jerry Verdorn, he said something here on Facebook. Well, somebody brought it over. He says, from Jerry Verdorn, hello, everyone. You are making things happen. I am seeing things I've never seen before. So please continue writing and calling and politely but forcefully express your opinions. 2.5 to 3 million people watch One Life to Live at AMC, and not just viewers, but engaged, avid and loyal viewers. There must be a home for us somewhere. Keep the faith by continuing to let them know what you want. Love and thank you.
Yeah, Jerry actually posted that on a message board.
Somebody must have brought it over here on one of the Facebook pages that I don't know where it came from. But.
Yeah, he posted that on Soap Central.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, he's been talking.
Oh, we are being heard, which I'm really glad, because they underestimate.
Don't get me nothing. We are not being heard.
We're not trained like dogs, so we're not going to listen to what he says. You know, we don't. Everything that's come out of ABC daytime, what they've said in the press is so false. They just lied to everybody, not only to us, but to their people that work for them. You know,
they're trying to ruin our credibility as an audience and a strong group of people.
I mean, he thinks we're stupid, and he thinks that I don't even think he did research as to what people want. He says they're
They
took away the comment line. They took away the comment
line.
Oh
God!
I don't understand.
Go out.
You're
haven't
kidding,
been
right?
in classes where it's like you haven't taken classes in college, and to find out what people want, and you need to go out and do like a really good research. You know, get people, you know, a lot of people together. You know,
I said this right from the start. If you want to hear what people have to say, go to the message boards, go to Twitter, go to Facebook, That's far more an accurate sampling than any ratings model, because people are actually speaking up, you know, and have been for years. But the problem is Franz is just not listening.
Speaking of the Liz and Jay, I'm going off to General Hospital now, but with the whole JSAM wars and the liaison wars, and I was on JSAM radio the other night. I was listening to a previous show, and she's like saying, "Don't blame Brian Franz because he's got people higher than him. It's not his fault. You should be thanking him because he wanted the JSAM together. He wanted JSAM together. So
yes,
you should
he
be wanting." Fired, you should be wanting him to stay and stuff, and I don't know. I mean, it's like he set everything that's happening in motion.
You
know what I mean? He set everything. He knew what he was doing.
He has been really hackneyed. I mean, the whole thing, the storyline with Jake, was an absolute nightmare. It was just...
David, do you really want to get into that again? Because after what you said on the last show, it was Elizabeth's fault because she left the door open. Excuse me. You know, no. The
it's
door was closed.
But no matter what, it happened on screen.
Okay, I'm
going to
be quiet on my own show, you guys, because I keep getting interrupted.
Breathe.
No, but I mean, like, it's all been an agenda. Ever since Brian Franz came on, it's been an agenda from the get-go, in my opinion. The ratings have declined and also, you know, and everything. And you know, actually, the ratings have been really good lately for One Life to Live, haven't they?
They've been
steadily
increasing.
Yeah. I watched One Life to Live today.
It was rising.
Okay, one at a time. You guys are all talking over each other.
I was watching One Life to Live today. You know, I'm thinking, oh my God, this show is, you know, not going to be on my, you know, my TV anymore. I was, like, almost crying, you know, and Todd Manning's, well, I don't know if he's, you know, Roger Howarth is coming back, and I would love to see more of him, you know, in the future on One Life to Live, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, we only have until January, you know, and I'm, like,
well, that's
hoping.
That's why I'm hoping that we can pull together as quickly as, and as efficiently as possible, and we should have started pulling together before the news hit, and I don't think a lot of people realize how dire that the situation was, how close to cancellation that we've been, you know, because with the rumors that had been flying around, you know, I always say when there's smoke, there's fire, and with all those rumors that were going around, I was getting concerned, but a lot of people weren't.
I think Brian Vaughn decided
to be a dick and kill two with one stone, and not only that, but didn't even tell the people that they had to find out through the press. Okay, that's just completely, you know, hello.
It would be like me going to work, and I'm walking into work, and they say, "Oh, you were fired." You're fired. I'm like the last to know.
You know, at least do it with a little humor. I mean, at least have Franz come in and say you're fired.
Yeah, I know. That's what they should do to Franz. Franz, have Donald Trump go and see him. You're fired. Speaking of Donald Trump, isn't there a rumor that he wants to do president, go for a president of the United States or something?
Yeah, what?
I think Donald Trump would be an excellent investor. I think the Trump Organization would be an excellent investor. Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because Donald Trump has always been about New York. If we can try and get a lot of the work, a lot of the shows brought back to New York, revitalize the genre, and try and interact with like what Silas was saying with theater and with Broadway and all that, I think that it would be a very good idea to try and approach Donald Trump to be a sponsor or an advertiser for the soaps. He can afford to help out. He's done a lot of things for New York. If we could try and get more and more work back from L.A. and back to New York for the shows and try and make New York the soap's hometown. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. There's something on Facebook here. It says NBC to take over AMC One Life. This is to save AMC and One Life. There has been rumors that Rebecca Marks at NBC wants to save the show.
It would be a wonderful turnaround, but the question is, where the hell would they squeeze it in?
Well, what do they have now on there? What do they have now on NBC? I watched Disney Live.
They got rid of a couple of their soaps and put The Talk as one of them, and then
that's doing kind of good, isn't it? And the ratings too.
The thing is, the wife of.
Yeah, they have the housewives things on that too.
Yeah,
huh?
No.
Don't get me wrong. I love The Talk. What's her name? From Roseanne. What's her name from Roseanne? Yep. The dark haired kid who played Darlene. I can't think of her name off the top of my head. It's driving me crazy. Sarah Gilbert. Yes, she's on the show.
Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne is on that show, and two ladies, I love them to death. They are the funniest.
That's on NBC or AB? Is that on
NBC? Yeah, NBC. The Talk is on NBC.
Okay.
And honestly, it started off as like a ripoff of The View, but it's actually gotten 10 times better than The View in 10 times shorter time. I love The Talk.
I am gonna make my comment about The View and The Talk. Okay, I watched The Talk a couple of times, but then, you know, I used to watch The View until Monday when I'm still mad as hell. You know what, Robert Walters? Where in the fuck do you get off lying about how Fawn was in his office crying? You know, Robert Walters, you're so blame Fawn his ass.
He was probably cutting onions before he was crying. Because I don't think those tears were
David, you interrupted me again.
Sorry.
I cannot get in.
Let's take over the show for Carly. Okay, come on, I'm kidding.
But no, go on, David.
I'm just trying to cheer you up with a joke about he was probably cutting onions before making that video if he really was crying. Because I don't think those tears are real.
No, they were not.
I'm just saying the guy's a fake. The guy's a complete fake.
I don't understand why he even was even brought to ABC, you know.
Well, like I was saying earlier, the guy was fired from NBC for incompetence.
Yeah.
Then ABC picked him up.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've been watching soaps I can remember, and I never thought there would be a day where I'd be, like, mourning them. You know what I mean? I already lost
you know
two
what,
of my...
But we don't know what we're... You know what?
I already lost two of them from CBS that I liked. Even though I wasn't constantly watching them, I always had them to go to if something on ABC was really pissing me off, you know, or something. But, I mean, but... I was watching them the last few years, and I'm like, oh, my God, whoever thought we'd be saying goodbye to, you know, the longest-running one, you know, Guiding Light. It's like,
This is one of the
that
things that I think. This is a suggestion that I want to bring up to Silas the next time I hear from him when he comes up and he calls back in again on Monday. Remind me if I forget. But one of the things that I was reading, a comment, and I thought this was a brilliant idea, that if we were to have the soaps in an online format, like, for example, like when I was mentioning that Roku thing earlier, if we did have a channel, an online thing where people could, like, watch shows, have shows and all that, I think that we should have shows devoted to storylines. Like, for example, if you want to follow a storyline for a specific family and a certain, you know, whatever, you can, like, click, and all those scenes would be connected, and you can watch that instead of having to jump around to, you know what I'm saying?
I think I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
that,
like
I just want to watch the Quartermains. You just watch the Quartermains or something, or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God,
instead
I love
watching
the Quartermains.
Yeah.
I love the Quartermains. Every time around the holidays, I don't even want to talk to anyone for an hour when they have their Thanksgiving.
Every year
I have a slice of pizza and watch the Quartermain's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay, got a question, David. So you don't have turkey on that day, you have pizza, right? So you don't
turkey, but what I do is I have a private Thanksgiving meal for myself, or, you know, a late lunch. At my house, and then later on in the evening, around 6 or 7 o'clock, we have our little meal with the rest of the family. But, you know, I watch, you know, the Thanksgiving episode. You know what I'm saying? And since the Quartermains always have pizza on Thanksgiving.
You know, I like that song. That song can get in your head, the one they sing every year. That song is friggin'
to ask the Lord's blessing. He hastens and chastens to make his will known.
You know what? I really got emotional with that because I really didn't sink in for me.
Okay, well, wait, you guys, hold on. Four for three.
Okay.
4-4-3, did you want back on the air or have you called in? Hello? Okay. Hello?
All right.
No. Okay, you guys, okay. Okay, Candice, are you here?
Oh, no, she's not. Is everybody else here?
443. 443. You on the air? 443. You want... Okay.
Apparently not.
804, do you want to be on the air? 804? Okay, so who do... Okay. David, who's 860?
That's me.
Okay, then... yeah, this David and I and Terry, where did everyone go?
Everybody left. Allie was on here, wasn't she?
Yeah, Allie went to bed.
Okay.
Thank God I stay up late nights anyway.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah,
can
I
you
heard,
hear me?
Yes, we hear you. We hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, this is, I just wanted to let you know I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Good, good.
Wait, Candace, right?
This is Jen.
Oh, hi, Jen. Yeah.
Welcome to the party, Jen.
Well, you was already up party, but something happened,
yeah.
Right? Did you get disconnected?
Which time?
No, what I was going to say earlier, I was reading an article about, you know, somebody said, was writing about this, all this, and they were saying it was passed on generation, and I remember, that's the part that got to me emotionally, because I got hooked on soaps, not from any of family members, but it was like she used to babysit me when I was little, so she was kind of like a surrogate grandmother, and they're passed away a lot. Her and her husband have passed away, and so I was like crying reading it a little bit. I got choked up because it got passed on to me, so to speak, from her, the soaps, and it's like even right now I'm getting choked up. It's like that's, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's not going to live on anymore. I mean, you know, it's like it's just snatched away from me, something that you've got that connection with that person, and it's gone.
Right.
You know,
and you know, you're honoring the whole legacy.
Yeah, you're honoring that person that got you, because she got me on Days of Our Lives, even though that's on the air, but soaps in general,
but
she got me on, you know, and it's like, they don't, Brian Franz doesn't realize that he's taking away 80 years combined of soaps from people that have watched him forever,
or
for decades,
if he doesn't take into account, he'll knock off General Hospital too if he could get it.
Why didn't he just do that? Why didn't he, you know, based, I think he should have knocked off General Hospital more over than One Life to Live.
Well,
One Life to Live at least has got the writing there. It's better than all three combined, and if you ask me.
Well,
even though
General
I'm kind of not
fan,
watching
I'm
right
General,
now, because some
I'm
of the.
I'm a General Hospital fan from a while back, and I'm actually grateful that General Hospital has a stay of execution long enough while we work on this other thing, because I don't want to be overwhelmed trying to save all three at the moment.
Well, I mean,
it's sort of a relief in a way that General Hospital isn't on the chopping block yet, but I'm not surprised that saying that it's not going to that it's rock solid where it is right now. I wouldn't trust Brian Franz if I could throw it.
Yeah, I don't trust anything that comes out of his mouth anymore. Not after they say everything's fine, you know, ABC, AMC is okay. And
you guys, wait a minute. 443, you on the air?
Hey, it's Candace.
You know, I was worried about you. I'm like, okay, well, did we say something to offend you?
Well, Jay was talking about the Thanksgiving episode about having pizza, and for some strange reason, I had got up to put a pizza in the microwave. This is really funny. And I hit the hang-up button. And I'm like, yeah,
oh,
I was going to tell you guys that I was fixing pizza, and I was like, okay. Like, I hung up on it, and I'm like, okay, let me call them back.
Okay, you guys, by the way, 817 or 804, if you want back on the air, just put your, I mean, if you are calling in for the first time, just put your hand up. So, yeah.
You know, I don't remember where I don't
I have never watched a soap opera either. And you know, there's only going to be four left. I mean, I watch Days of Our Lives. I watch Y&R. I'm kind of watching Bone the Beautiful a little bit. But, I mean, what's left? There's what? Y&R, Bone the Beautiful.
Days in General Hospital.
Is in General Hospital. You know, all my favorite soap operas are, like, gone that I watched.
I know. And the four that are still solidly left at the moment, I'm not sure where to dig in with them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because there are fans of those shows, and you know, that's great and all that, but there's kind of like, I don't know who's who or what's what or what have you. It's like an alien landscape to me. I mean, I've been following along with ABC since I first started watching soaps. And I followed Passions from the beginning of when Passions first started.
Well,
so I've got
the Passions. Speaking of Passions, the reason why, okay, I watched that in the beginning. I loved Luis and Sheridan. They had their angst. Oh my God, did that couple have their angst for seven
years?
You liked them? Huh? I loved Luis and Sheridan.
Oh.
And when I thought they were going to, I was waiting for them to get together. When they totally brought in his brother and she lost her memory, you know, there was more angst with them. And then when they brought on Fancy, I was like, and they made Sheridan go crazy. I was like, okay, I'm done. I waited seven years
for this. I adored Tabitha and Timmy.
Well, I liked them too. I mean,
I adored them.
Timmy died in real life, too.
Were what held it all together, Tabitha and Timmy.
But you know what? The show just got a little bit crazy for me. So
like a mix of Dark Shadows, like a updated sort of kind of like Dark Shadows, because you had witches and zombies and...
Yeah,
honestly, Passions had a lot to commend it in the creativity zone. In the way of creativity, they had a lot to commend it, but unfortunately, its delivery was really low. It was bad.
That's true. But that was the only downside.
I could turn off Passions, watch it maybe once a week, or once every 2 weeks, come back, and Sheridan's still in the pit.
That is true. But it's still with you. Cap coming back for more, Dave. Yeah, Cap coming back.
What's your name who played Sheridan? I can't think of the actress's name who played Sheridan.
Mackenzie Westmore was her name. Anyway, she
spoke out in one of the magazines and said that she hates the smell of Febreze now because she had to keep spraying that Febreze crap on the floor.
Really?
When she was stuck in the pit, she had to wear.
I know that was for that took a long time for
me.
I was waiting for her to get out of that damn pit
at the smell of Febreze.
See, yeah, Passions became a little bit too much for me after a while. I really liked Sunset Beach though. I watched that from the beginning, so that only lasted a few years. I loved Megan. Megan Ben was my favorite couple, and that was an Aaron Spelling. And when that got off the air, I was like really disappointed. You know,
I watched Dynasty on Netflix.
Oh, that was Dynasty. I was a Not Slanding too. Not Slanding was my
Dynasty,
favorite.
You know, even
Falcon Crest.
Falcon Crest.
Even today, if Dynasty were revived with a whole new cast,
Dallas. They're doing
a
Dallas thing. Yeah.
And I'm not happy about it.
Why?
I mean, I'm glad that they're doing it.
Well, I'll watch Dallas.
Like,
this is from a standpoint. But
like,
the thing is, I love Dynasty because Dynasty had such a, you know, diverse casting. I loved Joan Collins. Joan Collins was... always
was
the last. Joan Collins was the
You can cuss on the show.
What?
I said you can cuss on the show because I have one word to sum her up.
A bitch.
I know, but that's why I loved her. That's why I love Joan Collins. She was the Robin Strasser before Robin Strasser.
She didn't work for me when she was on Downlight to play Alexander. Like, as much as I'm a kid, I grew up in the 80s. I was born in the 80s, but I have, like, such a deep respect for
You're born in the
80s,
huh?
Daytime. Yeah, I was so baby, though. Like, I remember Prep that didn't even come on before I was born. Like, I can honestly say I remember Texas and Texas the Next Generation.
Really?
Like,
I don't even remember. I was born
in the late 70s. I was born at the tail end of the 70s.
Oh, my God, people.
I can say, with, like, Falcon Crest and Knox Landing and Dallas and Dynasty and the Colbys and all that, like, I guess because I was so young and to see these type of shows, it just broadened my imagination.
See? Yeah.
It was so cool.
And that's the sad part about it. That's the sad part about it. You were brought up with these, and now the kid, the next generation, they're not going to have anything. And
yeah,
what they're seeing now
is not the soap. I don't remember the name of this,
but there used to be a TV show. It wasn't a soap.
It was a prime time
TV show, but it had time travel in it. It had this time travel watch, and I cannot remember the name of the
Quantum Leap? No, it wasn't Quantum Leap.
There was a
really?
Show about a guy with a watch, and the watch was able to help him travel.
Okay,
I
was watching a lot of TV shows back in the day. I don't remember somebody
with
it.
Wait a minute. It wasn't called The Time Traveler, was it? Because there was a show called The Time Traveler. Hey, can we get... TV quiz, quick answer.
It was a soap? You said it was like a prime
time. No, it wasn't a soap. It was a prime time TV show, and I remember being very little, and I remember
that stupid watch.
It was a guy and a little kid, I guess.
Carly, do you remember? A show like that? Do you remember a show like that with a watch and a time traveler with a little kid?
Yeah, this guy, I can't remember the life of me.
Just at the Twilight Zone, I'm sorry.
Hold on.
I remember that watch. That's the one thing I remember about that show, that stupid watch.
I don't remember, and I know a lot of shows. I mean, I was one of those... People couldn't get me away from this television.
Me too. Back to the Future came out, I was in love.
I love Back to the Future too.
I actually have sat in a DeLorean.
What? Oh, you did?
I have sat in a DeLorean before.
Well, I went to the Back to the Future ride here at Universal Studios, but they took that away. We don't have that anymore.
I went to a car museum and sat in a vintage DeLorean. And it was so cool inside that DeLorean. Coolest thing ever, except for one problem. I cracked my head on the damn door trying to get out.
Oh, my God.
I'm not the only one who had that problem with the doors on the DeLorean. Do you remember an actor named Jonathan Brandis?
Yes, he died.
Jonathan wasn't on One Life to Live.
Jonathan Brandis was on a soap.
I think he was on a soap. Santa Barbara.
I'm gonna look it up. Hold on.
Yeah, somebody look it up.
He was on One Life to Live.
We're soap fans. We know our
that's
trivia.
Right.
We are fast.
It doesn't say he was 6 years old when he appeared on that show. Let's see.
Wait, Candace, you're quick at looking up your stuff on the computer, get ready for this.
He played the young Kevin Buchanan.
He played the young who? Oh, really?
Kevin.
He did? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a
didn't
planet.
Right next to my computer.
He died,
anyway,
though. Didn't he, like, kill himself? Sorry.
Unfortunately,
it was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare when it happened. I actually know some people who knew him. And it was a tragedy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
8 years?
Hey, you guys. Can I give you some, like, really
Getting back to what I was saying.
What was that?
I'm not the only one who had trouble getting out of a DeLorean without cracking his head. Jonathan did the same thing when he sat in a DeLorean. In a damn door.
That actually would hurt, like, I don't know what. That would, wow. How?
Yeah, it's embarrassing, you know. You're trying to get out of things, trying to look cool in this sports car, and you're getting out of that, and you're not paying attention. You got this door right above you. Crack. You want to see stars? There you go.
I guess that's why people don't arrive to the Oscars.
That car was made out of stainless steel. So when you hit that door, dong.
Jen, what were you going to say? You were going to say something?
I was going to say, I want to give you some really reckless information here. You know, ever since we were talking earlier about connecting the dots, 50,000 people calling into their cable providers or whatever, I have no right to be throwing this out there. This is just my imagination going crazy, but I was reading about the WWE.
Yeah.
And they're rebranding the wrestling as soaps now. Basically, they're like
really
violent.
Yeah,
soaps
they're creating
beat each other up.
Are you kidding me? Really? Oh my gosh.
No, they totally are. Like they're branding
themselves now
as macho soaps.
The wrestling shows
really
are kind of like that because there's a lot of drama that's involved there.
Okay.
But listen.
Sorry.
What it is it's kind of like a three-ring circus.
like so far today.
Yeah,
three-ring circus.
Creative writing team, guys.
These people, I mean, it's gone beyond.
Take the soaps over to that station.
It's become this whole big dog and pony show where these characters will, you know, say nasty things about each other, blah, 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 have these little affairs and one of them got married to daughter of owner and all this other all this other crazy stuff.
Listen,
the wife, Linda McMahon, tried running for Senate or something like that.
It's all
production, this big show for, you know, publicity, what have you.
It's
not really a sport to me. I don't think wrestling is, at least the wrestling, I don't really see that as a sport. It's more like a spectacle.
It's entertainment.
What was that?
Let me tell you what I found out about it, though.
Okay.
So the owner and his wife that you're talking about are the
McMahon.
So she is apparently good friends. Wait a minute, I lost it. Let me find it again. She is apparently good friends with Dick Ebersole and Susan St. James. They do special.
Oh my God! Okay.
And they are
that is making sense. Okay.
So the NXT thing could have some sort of weight with what's going on with the WWE and what's going on with soaps. Maybe there's a connection there.
Maybe there's
Dick helped create something with Vince McMahon. I'm a wrestling freak, so bear with me. Dick used to be in charge of NBC Entertainment/Sports. He's still sort of involved. They created Vince McMahon and Dick created Saturday Night's Main Event, which was like the huge wrestling show every Saturday night right after like Saturday Night Live. So they they've always maintained a good relationship over the since the 80s. And Vince has always said that his daughter, Stephanie, actually is a big soap opera freak. Like,
Really?
She loves Young and the Restless. She loves Days of Our Lives. She said this in a magazine, and she said that she always had a high respect for it.
Yeah.
So I'm really kind of, and she's actually in charge of the creating team behind the scenes.
Really? Oh.
So, you know, and when I saw,
maybe.
I did see that today, that they're rebranding, and I saw under the careers, creative writing, and it's like the knowledge of soaps and everything, and I'm like, wow. Cause,
really?
Yeah, WWE is a huge soap opera right now. Like, it's better than it's better than what you see on General Hospital.
I know, I'm sure it is. I know, I should go watch them now. You know?
Monday night?
You know,
Friday night?
Yeah, is it Monday night? Okay, I'll go.
Yeah,
I'll go tune in.
Well, you know, I have to admit, there are some things about wrestling that is good. Like, for example, fairly naked, hot guys wrestling like, putting each other on the mat.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Didn't The Rock come from that world?
Yes,
The Rock world, yeah.
WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love
Hulk
The Rock.
Hulk
Hogan, he was like the one I really remember. Terry Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
That's the one that I really remember.
And you know what?
He was really big in the 80s. The Hulk.
Well, I
think I'm older than a lot of you guys. That's probably why I remember something.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm maybe the youngest on the phone, but I have an older soul. Like, I can remember.
Well, yeah.
I'm an older soul. I'm kidding.
Here's a little factoid tidbit. Do you remember Eminem, right?
Who?
Yep.
Well, Eminem, he's actually a longtime fan of Alf. Remember Alf?
Oh my God.
Yes, I remember
I love that
show.
Yep. And there's a picture of him floating around out there from before he became a rapper, Marshall Mathers, and he's wearing this pink Alf shirt.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, Eminem.
Go look it up sometime. It's hilarious.
Imagine if these people who value the drama that is on WWE, imagine if those people were in a coordinated effort with NBC to create something that values.
That's what we should be. We should be bombarding them, too. They're... whatever website or going
contact them.
Some
if they call themselves a soap opera and they are soap fans, we should contact WWE and lobby them to at least make a statement in support of the shows that are in danger in the genre that is in danger.
Did you hear that Dancing with the Stars was down 27% because we were told to boycott.
Yep.
I don't watch it, but even the actors, Robin Strasser, she was, a lot of the people are, she's like, oh, I forgot, she loves that show, I guess, and she forgot she had a boycott, so she's like, okay, I forgot or whatever, my bad or something, but yeah, I mean, that is amazing how we are proving living up to that threat. We're living up to that.
Well, the thing is, they're just ABC is just realizing now that daytime does affect prime time.
It does. It really
it
does.
Does.
I mean,
it totally
it
does.
Really,
and not
the
only
the
Dancing with the Stars,
the same people who watch the soap also watch prime time.
Also watch prime time. Yeah.
Duh.
I know.
Two different sets of people who watch TV.
And some cooking show went down.
On the fucking channel.
Yeah, some cooking show went down 6% too. Or
Rachel Ray went down.
Oh, did Rachel Ray
go
down too?
Because of
that. I love you, Rachel, but I don't approve.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
You know, the thing of it is, I keep my TV these days.
You know, David.
Yes. I keep my TV.
We have like 3 minutes left, so I just wanted to tell everyone before I forget that. We might have a show on Tuesday night. I'm working on getting a guest for Tuesday night.
Oh,
can't tell you who it is.
Oh, I think I kind of know, but I won't say anything.
I'd love to see Jerry Verdorn on the show. I'd love to get Jerry on the show.
Who?
No,
Jerry Verdon?
Nope.
I'd love to see him
on the show. But we are going to go into overtime. I just wanted to tell everyone, check the website out, check my to-do page to see if we are having it, so Monday or Tuesday, and then we will be back on the air next Friday night, because I think a lot of people like us having a Friday night show, so yes, and now, David, you can remain talking.
And we're now back.
Yeah, and we're not.
Oh, my David.
Yeah. We are being interrupted all night, okay? I mean, every time I say something, David interrupts, and I'm like, okay, yeah.
David Moses is taking over the show. No, I'm kidding.
All my David already in progress.
Very funny. Very funny.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's funny.
In a way, yes.
Oh, man.
I've got a question for you guys. Here's a question for you. What was the most engaging story that you've ever had to see, that you've ever watched on one of the soaps? What was the best
For me, I think it was General Hospital was the Karen and Jagger her whole the sexual abuse storyline, you know, and for me, because that's where I kind of really got hooked on General Hospital. I mean, even though I had been watching it for years and stuff, I loved that storyline, and also the Maxie and BJ thing.
I first started around the Maxie BJ time. First thing I started watching was a little bit before the first, way back when Luke and Laura had, I guess, just moved back to town with Lucky and all this stuff, and Laura was in the park with Lucky and Sly. Remember Sly?
Yes, I remember Sly,
yes.
Of course,
and
yeah.
It was around that time that they found Bradley Ward's body. In Laura's
I don't remember that. My mind is just like, is it, okay, yeah.
Well, you want to hear something really bad?
What's that?
This is bad. This just goes to show you the type of mind I have. One of the most pivotal scenes or stories on Daytime that really got me hooked on One Life to Live, that really sucked me in and made me love the entire show, and this fans hated this from what I understand, but it got my attention, was when Dorian and, well, David came back and he was a Buddhist, and Dorian was trying to seduce him in her living room. And do you remember what she did?
What did he do? What did
Don't
he do?
Started on
something that
David.
You couldn't see.
David Vickers.
So that's what engaged you, huh?
Like, in daytime.
I think that would engage anybody to watch One Life.
Thank you, Dorian. Thank you for being so controversial.
Yeah, but with me, I think it's the relatable storylines that, well, I guess that could be relatable. I guess, I don't know. Like, the relatable storyline. I think that's why the Karen and Jagger storyline kind of, like, got to me, because it was, like, a relatable storyline, you know, it's a social issue, and, you know, and it really knew how to tell the story. You know what I mean? It didn't just, like with this whole Jake thing, it didn't just, like, start and finish in, like, a week. It started, and it had, like, the whole summer or whatever, and that's when Sunny came into the picture, and, you know, and so, you know what I mean? I think it's the relatable stories that kind of engage me, you know, or whatever. I don't like these, you know, like, outrageous storylines, you know, something on Passions or something.
The one thing about
Final
Hospital I never really liked was how they treated Laura, how they treated Jeannie Francis.
Oh, yeah, I know, me neither. Yeah.
That was rotten to the core. That was just rotten.
Well, at least she got her Emmy out of General Hospital.
What I'm saying is that Laura in a coma for five freaking years.
Oh, yeah.
Bring her out
yeah.
for the, just for the anniversary. Bring her out of the closet just for the anniversary. Put her back in a coma.
I just wish they would have let her go off.
She doesn't come back.
Instead of doing that, I wish they would just let her go off. And Luke, maybe they could have divorced or something, you know, instead of making her.
You know what? But yeah, but wait, you guys. She didn't go out having a coma. Scotty and her left.
But no, this was like before. This was like before.
We're talking about before.
Years ago when they started the storyline with her going, breaking down and going into her own mind or whatever, you know, or no mind at all or whatever. But
no, she regressed to a teenage persona.
Yeah, she regressed.
Kind of like Tess in a way.
Yeah.
In fact, honestly, I thought it would have been better if they had moved her over to One Life to Live. I thought they could have really used her big time in the hands and all of that.
Well, now she's she's at Y&R, and ironically, she's with Tristan Rogers. They're going to play husband and wife or ex-husband
right.
and wife.
What I'm saying is that Jeannie would have been fantastic playing Laura.
Oh, on another soap opera or something.
Yeah
but do you think Brian Frantz would have been smart enough to do that? No, I doubt it.
No. Jesus had been transplanted, kind of like how they transplanted Sky from All My Children.
Oh, yeah.
To the hospital.
If they had
moved Laura Spencer over to One Life to Live with her mental issues, granted, that town, I'll grant you, the town of Landview is crazy as it is. I mean, we've got Marty, we've got Todd.
Yeah, well, Todd's not really crazy. I don't really think Todd is crazy. He's just damaged. Todd's just damaged.
But you know what I'm saying?
There's
only
different types of water in that town.
Nikki and...
yes, there is a lot of tainted water, yeah.
All this kind of stuff. You know, that Laura would fit in just fine in the town of the crazy.
Marty's really crazy today. She admitted to her psychiatrist and her doctor that she switched,
that she changed the
paternity results. And John
like
is the actual father.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was like watching a scene right out of Misery.
Was it? Which one?
It reminded me of Kathy Bates in Misery. That's kind of crazy.
With Marty? No, you know who was that way? Margaret Cochran. Remember, was it Margaret Cochran?
Wow.
She was
Kathy
Bates crazy. Yeah, sure.
Somebody said something about Marty was going to start boiling Liam's bunny.
Really?
Perfect.
Can we say Psycho,
please?
Well, you know, the thing is, if any self-respecting psychologist or psychiatrist had a patient talking the way Marty was talking. I would have hit a silent panic alarm.
Me too. I was thinking today after watching the scene with her doctor and her, I was thinking, right there, you need to bring her back into the hospital and let her stay there.
This is the healthcare professional who is counseling Shane right now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And that's why John even...
a bang-up job with Marty? Okay, I think...
And you know, and Marty was a character that people... And she went through that brutal rape, and she went through this whole, you know, people, I loved her. I really wasn't watching back then.
Remember the amnesia? She had amnesia, and she was living with Todd
Yeah. Well, that was kind of a ridiculous storyline for especially Todd and Marty, you know?
But it was a story that was controversy, like, and they promoted the crap out of that because they said it was going to have people talking.
Yeah, it did.
You know, everybody talked because I was talking. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe. I was like, but at the same time, the daughter and their son is dating. Like, how does that work?
I don't know. I think is she being let go? Well, everybody's being let go, but wasn't there like a...
Marty? There has been rumors about Marty is out.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing, too.
But
I consider it a blessing that some people are being let go early because this way this gives them time to find other positions, you know, if they have to. instead of being left hanging and wondering if
they're going
to have
jobs. I don't even
want
to talk. That's just, like, depressing just to hear that.
I know.
Yeah,
well,
David,
you know what I mean?
Depressing, Joey.
No, I mean, just the thought of it, hopefully there's going to be another station, which I'm hoping and praying, but I mean, just the thought of even talking about it and knowing it's official that what he did, Brian Fonz, I mean, whoever would have thought 20 years ago we'd be talking like this about not having more One Life to Vicky Buchanan, Nikki, or whatever,
I believe that One Life to Live will survive. I also believe that All My Children will survive. In fact, honestly, I believe, this is my opinion, and this is my view of things, that one of the ways the shows can survive in the interim until we know more about the new network and the new paradigm of the genre, I believe that one of the ways that the soaps can still survive in the interim would be through, like, going to taking a nod back to the past. You remember how the shows used to start on radio as radio dramas?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be interesting to have an online version of that where the shows were audio dramas and people could listen to them, take them in the car and listen to them, what have you? While we wait for it to come back to television, we could continue the stories, have the actors continue the stories at a much cheaper cost.
I think that's brilliant.
You know, on a radio-based drama thing, but online, through the Internet.
Just to keep it going.
Download to their iPods, what have
you.
Yeah,
because, basically that's how I watch my shows. That's how I watch them anyway. I go online and watch them.
Yeah, but
the
what I'm saying is that in the interim, until we know what the story is with a cable network or what have you, my thought is that we should have the shows be temporarily, at least, continued on in a radio format. Kind of like how Doctor Who, they have fan publications where Doctor Who, and they have radio dramas of Doctor Who. BBC produces them.
Doctor Who, man, I used to watch that.
Yeah, I love Doctor Who. And oh God, Matt Smith.
Oh my God.
Having a moment.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't watch it with Matt Smith. I watched it when Chris Eck. What's his name? I don't know what his last name is, but he's got
Christopher.
Yeah.
Eckerson.
I watched it when he was on there, and what's her name, the blonde-haired girl?
Rose.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it when they were on, but I stopped watching it after she left.
No.
And
David Tennant took over after Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah.
And Rose fell off a bit. Then she left, and you would have loved some of his other companions.
I was continuing watching when she left, but I couldn't get into the other companions.
The best episodes of Doctor Who that I can tell you, and you can look these up Netflix. Forgive me.
Oh yeah, I'm a Netflix person.
Look them up. From season 3, I believe it is. This is with the black woman.
Freema Armag.
Yes, I can't pronounce her name.
She's on another show that I like. It's the British version of Law and Order.
Right, but anyway, she, her character, Martha Jones, she joined the Doctor for season three.
I couldn't get into that.
It was good, and there were some shows that were really good, like, there was one actually where Doctor Who really wasn't really active in the story. It was called Blink, and it introduced the Weeping Angels. Those villains, the Weeping Angels, have become the most popular of the Doctor Who villains, even more popular than the Daleks, even more popular than the Cybermen. People love the Weeping Angels.
Guys, I've
got
to
go.
Okay,
bye,
Jen.
Bye,
who's got to go? Jen.
Which one?
Jen.
Zen, do not stay up late like you did last night, because I think you're really, really tired.
Please call back in. Let's keep up the fight, huh?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Call back in.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Thanks, guys, for talking to me.
Oh,
sure.
No problem.
No problem.
Now, let me ask you guys,
yeah,
since you like Doctor Who as well, who's your favorite villain?
I don't even remember the villains on Doctor Who. I watched it for a short period of time. My aunt's in Australia. She loves Doctor Who. I don't even know if she still watches it, but I don't remember a villain on there. What were those little? When I was watching it, they were called something. I forgot. It was with Billy Piper was in it and him. And they were like, they had a name for themselves, and I can't remember. They were the villain in every episode, or almost. I don't remember what they were called. But that's the only villains I remember, and I can't think of the name of them. Sorry, but.
Well, let's see. There are quite a few villains. They were the Daleks. There were.
Yeah, that's right. That's the word. There you go. You just said it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, the Daleks are funny. And the Daleks, the Daleks have quite a bit of a history with Doctor Who. Actually, there's some great stuff on Netflix. Look up Doctor Who on Netflix, and you'll see a lot of the classic episodes as well as the current series.
But you know what? That show has been on. Doctor Who's been around for a long time, though, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
Like,
it's actually
back
it's
in the
actually,
60s or 70s or something.
Yep, Doctor Who is right up there in the history of long-standing TV programs like the soaps. And actually, it went on hiatus for a while from television after the seventh Doctor. Then there was the eighth Doctor, and he was in a movie. He was in a Doctor Who movie, and then they stopped doing it after the eighth, and then they moved on to the ninth with Christopher Eccleston, and then there was the tenth, and now we're on to the 11th. But the point is that during the time of the eighth, they actually, instead of doing television programs, they had audio dramas, and that's where I think the soaps, if we had to take a break from television, if we couldn't find a television home for the soaps, which I hope I pray that we'll be able to do, and I think Silas will agree with me that we have a lot of potential to do so, and we can pull it off. But even if there is a problem finding a channel or network right away,
well,
I don't really
you know what?
I don't really believe that One Life to Live and All My Children have to end just because we will be broadcasting on ABC. I think that we can probably.
Well, look at the shows on Channel 5. Look at it, you know, like the CW. Look at when they first started back in the days when they first had shows, the ratings were for those channels. The ratings were lower than what. You know, the shows that go on those channels are low but they're high for that channel.
Honestly,
so they're like lower.
If there was a network that I would recommend to take on the soaps, to take on ABC daytime soaps, it would have to be the CW. And I'll tell you why. The CW has a lot of interest in the soaps. They broadcast WWE. They have primetime soaps. In 90210,
and they're aiming towards the audience that, like, the younger audience too.
Right, and then there's Smallville and Supernatural. And
which I love. Smallville's leaving. Why don't put it on Friday nights, huh?
Uh huh. I'll tell you, Tom Welling. Hello.
Supernatural, man. Supernatural is my favorite. I love
mm-hmm.
that. Speaking of that, that's on right now.
Vampire Diaries, girl.
Oh,
did you
speaking of Vampire Diaries, Candice, did you watch it on? Did you watch it Thursday?
Knocked it out of the park this week.
They did. Do you know that you know that character's coming on to the show, right? You know that. Oh, I won't say anything.
Yes.
What do you know? What do you know, though?
I do know about the character. I know from what, because I'm freaking friends with the cast on Twitter, and they snitch all the time about
Clowers
and have the pictures.
You know about Klaus, right? You know about Klaus, right? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay. Then you're going to love yesterday's show.
Oh, my God. See, this
I won't say anything further.
Like, on Saturdays, I have it where the programs that I really want to watch, like, really, like, I want to watch it on a Saturday because there's really nothing on Saturdays anymore.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like, all right, like, I can catch up and, like, just be like,
how can you do that, Candace? Because that's, like, as all the other shows I have on my TV, I could wait to watch for the weekend. But Vampire Diaries, I have to watch once the hour is over. I go back to my DVR and watch it without the commercial, you know. And I cannot wait till the next day to watch Vampire Diaries.
Because it's a promise that I made to myself.
Okay. Well, you need to break it right now. Go watch it. Go watch it now. No, I'm kidding.
I can't right now. I can't right now. I'm watching the William and Kate movie, and I don't like it. So I'm like,
oh, okay.
No, I can't do it. No, I gotta wait. I have to wait. I have to. Y'all are so wrong.
Damn it. Because, Candace, when you call
Glee,
in.
Wait, hold on. I haven't watched my Glee. I have not. I'm like, really? Because I've been super busy, and plus I've been going ahead and, you know, campaigning for everything.
Yeah.
And babysitting and working.
So you haven't watched Glee yet either? You haven't watched Glee yet either?
No, call me. And like around 9 o'clock on Easter Standard Time, Lady Gaga, I love her to death, but she didn't have to do what she did.
What did she do?
She previewed next week's episode of Glee.
Oh,
like, she
did?
She put a link on her Twitter, and it was on Facebook.
Lady Gaga.
And she said, for
all my gosh.
So I'm like, okay. And I forgot what next week's episode of Glee was about because
I forgot too. I don't remember what next week's about.
It's called Born This Way, and it's basically like each of the Gleeksters. I'm going to just tell y'all the scenario here. Finding things that may be different, like, towards other people, but, So I'm like, okay, and again, it doesn't help that, you know, Leah Michelle is one of my Twitter buddies, and she'd be posting pictures of, and I'm like,
oh, really? I love Leah Michelle, yeah.
I love her, too,
let me ask you this from Glee. Do you remember her best friend in real life was on there, Jesse? I'm caught between Jesse and Rachel and Rachel and Finn. I don't know who I like, because Jesse's coming back. I know
Jesse's
coming back.
He's coming back for the Fawn episode.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
okay.
Just dropped a spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. He's coming back.
I knew he was coming back.
I love Finn and Quinn too.
And damn freaking Finn. Oh, I don't like. I'm sorry. I like Finn and Rachel. I had to.
No. Well, who do you think Will should be with? Who do you think Will should be with now that Holly Holiday is, like, out the picture for right now?
I'm an Emma and Will fan. Yes, I am.
Okay, because, I mean, I like Emma. Don't get me wrong. I like her, but...
Yeah,
she has some issues, because after the whole her singing Afternoon Delight, I was done.
Yeah. That was funny. That was really funny. She was kind of a little bit naive by doing that. She's like, huh? That was a bit...
Like, cherry pie with whipped cream on it. It is like...
That was funny. No, but I understand where you're coming from. She needs to get over her issues first, you know, before her and Will get started. Yes.
Okay.
But
I'm gonna be good.
Guys, what is that supposed to mean, guys? Yeah.
Say something here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I have watched the show from time to time, and really, the one thing I'm disappointed with how they handled the whole Sam thing.
The whole what thing?
The whole thing with Sam.
What about it? What?
They were going to make him a gay character. Now they're trying to change all that. And it's like,
Well, I heard somewhere, because when he came on, I was like, wait a minute. I thought he was supposed to be a gay character with Kurt for Kurt. Now they're putting him with Quinn. I mean, I wouldn't have minded him and Kurt together, but I was kind of falling for Sam and Quinn too, you know. Well, are they going to go back to that now or what? Now Kurt's with the other guy. I mean,
There was a Glee spoiler because I follow on E! Online, because they give out the Glee spoilers like every Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
And they said, and I shouldn't be reading those. I know. I really should
yes,
be.
Yes, Candace,
girl,
okay. Candace,
so,
yes.
But they said that they might go back to that, but
really?
They said in the upcoming episode, somebody, one of the guy Gleeksters, check out Sam's sex.
Really?
And not in one of those, ooh, your butt has, like, there's a fly on your butt.
Well, you know what, though? I've seen shows where the characters don't really know yet, you know, they're kind of,
Santana.
You know.
Well,
yeah, they... And then they, you know, just like on As the World Turns, when they brought in the character for, because he was having a hard time with it, you know, coming out, and Noah, and he was with, he had a girlfriend for a while, and you could see that he was, like, really wanting to be with, Luke. I love that story with Luke and Noah. That was a really, really good
story.
Oh, God, you know what? But you know what, though, with that storyline, I hated when they, because I love Luke and Noah, but when they brought Reed into the picture, I couldn't get in with Reed and Luke because I already had my heart on Luke and Noah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
the thing of it is, I'd like to see a daytime soap. Like one of the ones that we watch at least.
Yeah.
Actually, handle a gay storyline.
Like they, As the World Turns was doing really good. They really developed that. They started it. That was really good. That's the first. I fell in love with that storyline. I watched it on YouTube, but I fell in love with it on YouTube. I didn't watch it when it started,
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I know what you're saying. They need to have like it go on for like, you know. I know what you're saying. You know,
they flirt with it.
They're flirting with it. They need to,
don't really commit themselves to it.
They don't come, like, with the, like, the Luke and Noah thing, like, right there. They didn't commit themselves to it. They had them together for a while. They bring in somebody else's angst for them, and then they totally break them up, and then he's falling in love with somebody else. Kiss on One Life to Live. They were a really popular couple on One Life to Live, and Frog
and then
said
they,
nope.
And then they tanked it.
So that would have been a really good storyline if they would have developed it and kept with it. I see.
Honestly,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
Honestly, you know, it's just a ridiculous joke. And, you know, the really sad thing is on cable TV, there have been good storylines on primetime soaps on cable TV. Like, for example, there was Queer as Folk. That was
Queer as Folk, yeah.
Hi. That was
a little graphic at times, but...
I never watched that. But was it...
Really?
I never really watched Queer as Folk. I mean, I saw a few episodes, but I never knew what time it was on or what day it was on.
I loved Queer as Folk, and honestly... That is a great example of how they took gay and lesbian relationships and made them not so much of a spectacle. They actually took it as real relationships, and it wasn't like a token thing. It was actually real emotion, real relationships, and I think that's one of the problems with daytime genre.
Well, you know what? Speaking of that, Days of Our Lives is supposed to do a gay storyline.
Yeah, and I think I know which one. I think I know where it's going to be.
Who is going to be? I think it's going to be Will. It's going to be one of the gay characters.
No, I think it's going to be Jack and Shane.
Who?
Jack and Shane.
On One Life. Oh, Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
I mean, is doing it too. Days of Our Lives is going to go do it.
Yeah, but I think what's sitting.
Oh, and you mean on One Life to Live, they're going to go see with Jack and Shane? Really? You think so?
I think so, because here's what I'm...
You know what? I don't. I just...
But let me explain how I see the situation. Jack has been aggressive, almost obsessive, kind of in the way that Todd was aggressive and obsessive with Marty. There are some parallels there. And Jack went openly commenting to his mother that Marty deserved to be raped. Okay?
Really? He said that? I must have really
fast-forwarded
that part. He said that?
Yeah, that's why Blair smacked him across the mouth.
Oh, wow.
Because he said that Marty deserved to be raped.
So he's a mini Todd now, a mini Todd, huh?
Right. And I think what's going to happen is this bullying storyline is going to escalate to a point where it's going to get physical. And
really? You think so?
And I think that Jack is going to feel very badly for what he did. And I think if it plays out,
it's going
to
get physical where Jack's going to actually do something to him, like Marty and Todd?
Or attempt to.
Because
I think what's going to happen
so what you're telling me is that he's going to do something to Jack, physically rape
Shane.
To Shane. And then you think he's going to fall for him, or what?
Yeah, I think
he's going to, like, rape him, and then he's going to fall.
Attempt
to rape him, okay.
Yeah, but then I think his conscience is going to get the better of him at the last minute. And I think...
Well, I haven't really been watching that.
See, the thing of it is, Jack is very aggressive. And he believes in winners and losers and all this other BS that he learned from his father. Okay? The bottom line is that Jack is, you hear him quoting a lot of his father, but we don't really hear a lot of him, okay? He's either with his buddies, his little posse, what have you, or he's sassing his mother, or alternatingly, mocking if his father's in a coma, or wondering if his father's going to come out of the coma, whatever. Point is that kid has got some issues. Okay, add to all that he's been almost obsessive about Shane, trying to get him naked on two occasions, successfully doing so on the second. Okay, there's more to it, I think, than just bullying here, but I think it's not really addressed yet on Jack's part of it. I think it's sort of a subconscious.
I wouldn't be. One Life to Live actually is better suited at that, because right now they're the only soap opera on ABC that's writing a good story, you know. But
right, but the problem
but
is,
I just don't think Franz would.
The whole problem that I have is this damn cancellation. Okay, because now we've got the pressure is on. They're going to stop filming in November, so we have now till November to see if this plays out. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
find a way to save the soap. And this is one of the reasons why I am very adamant about trying to save One Life to Live and all my children and pray that we can...
Okay, and you know what? I get people wanting to save One Life to Live. I really do. But saving AMC, you know, no matter what they do with AMC, is not going to last, because you have one of their big-time stars who we are now revamped their contract, and that's Susan Lucy. So,
Susan Lucy.
If it's
done,
like, I think
Lucy,
that I think if they
Susan,
were to save it and put it back to New York,
Susan being conflicted right now with the whole thing with Franz. I cannot blame her, because Franz plays her like a 10-cent flute. Okay.
You know what, David? Okay, I really haven't said that much tonight. You know, when it comes to Franz, Yeah, Fonz, you know, made Susan Lucy out to be the biggest liar on daytime TV. Oh, no, we are not getting canceled. I know what's going to happen next year. Oh. I have all my storylines all picked out. Okay, she said that. Fonz made her look like the fucking liar, not him. Susan Lucy. So, you know, a lot of people are probably so pissed off with this guy for, you know, moving this show to L.A. And
I feel so sorry for Susan.
Hey, Candace.
Yeah,
I'm here. Candace?
Yes.
Candace, don't you want to hear what I'm going to finish saying? I mean, it's kind of funny, kind of not, but
I'm just saying I feel sorry for her because she was made to look like an idiot on national television.
I just don't believe anything Brian Fonz says, and given his track record,
yes,
I mean,
me either.
I don't really, I can't, if he comes out and he says something else out of his mouth within the next few months, saying that he's sorry or anything, I'm not going to believe him, one.
Me neither.
And I just remembered something, like, while you guys was talking, like, I was sitting here and I was actually thinking about this. When Gunlight and As the World Turns were both canceled, and
uh-huh.
I'm, like, a huge, like, I grew up watching Gunlight and As the World Turns, so
yeah.
When I heard about All My Children and One Life to Live, like, my whole thing was like, oh, my gosh, I'm reliving all this all over again.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
The funny thing, well, it's not funny, but when they announced that Gunlight was canceled, they interviewed Ken Corday and Brian Fonz.
Yeah.
And Brian Fonz had made a comment saying, you know, that he was going to strive to keep his soaps going, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know, Gunlight. And then I'm thinking about what Ken Corday said and how everybody jumped on Ken Corday's back because he was, like,
yeah.
pretty much saying this and that. But now that I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about some comparison, like, and this is really weird. Who would ever thought Days of Our Lives would actually, you know, they were up for cancellation 5 times.
Yeah, they
know.
Were. They were.
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah.
And for them, I applaud NBC, I applaud Ken Corday because they
yeah.
got rid of most of their cast. They got rid of Deidre Hall, which was like the ultimate, like, what? Are you kidding me? You're getting rid
yeah.
of your 4 top players.
Yeah.
And they revamped the whole show.
They
and
revamped it.
It's better than ever. It's better
yeah,
than
but,
ever.
But, yeah.
But
I mean,
but
just
like,
say this about that. Candace, are you still here?
Huh?
Yes, she's
here. Okay, David, are you still here?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still here, too.
Oh, well, someone dropped off. Oh, maybe they were just listening. But, no, I mean, I was a big fan of Deidre Hall. I loved Marlena. But back when that was decided, oh, that this final four of the really top stars, I'm like, wait a moment, this is not right. It did not feel right to me to do the way they did, you know. Zahn and Marlena were there one day, and then they were gone the next. You know, that was like, okay, fuck you, you know. We brought Drake Hogan back for what? Because of fan airwaves. And, you
right.
know, I mean, the fan airwaves with Drake Hogan was big. It wasn't big as Becky's, but it was big. And so, you know,
I feel
you know, Ken Corday needs a...
Yeah, well, I think for Days of Our Lives, though, they like you said, they had to revamp it, and they had to... That was just their strategy. They needed to... They probably didn't want to do that, but
oh, come
that
on.
Was the way of, like,
they
saving
want,
money,
they
I guess.
To?
I don't know. I mean...
They
did
not want to...
Stay strong
okay.
too, Carly. There was some backstage drama with Deidre Hall and Drake Hogan that a lot of people didn't know. And Deidre Hall actually finally opened up about it, saying that it was coming down to a financial situation because she felt, along with Drake, well, they said Drake was the one who went to the executive. I might be miswording some things, but this is how pretty much she said it. She said that Drake went to the executives and asked for a raise. The raise in question was more than what they would normally give to a cast member.
And that's how it started to break down. Kim Corday said it was the toughest decision because they were the stars.
Yeah.
Like, when you say Days of Our Lives, not only did you think of Frances Reed, God rest her soul, but you thought of, you know, Deidre Hall. You thought about when Marlena was possessed. You thought about Drake Hogan and all the times you didn't know who he was. You thought about Tash and Kayla. You thought about all these people. But then he said he had to close the door because he wanted new viewers to come in. And he said at the time when all this was going on, keep in mind, God Light was on its last string. Because God Light, you know, like, I stuck through God Light through the ups, the downs, the good storylines, the bad storylines,
Me too.
And he said he said that there were fans that were tuning out, and he had to find a way to bring new viewers in and viewers who left the show.
Yeah.
Like, he was listening to what people wanted. So he brought, you know, when Crystal Chappelle signed on, a lot of people was glad because he was going to bring the Bo, Hope, and Carly storyline back.
Yeah.
They brought Lucas back. Ron Barnes doesn't listen. Like, you would see in the world that we live in now, like, if he saw two soap operas, John Light and Astro World Turns, which really started a lot of careers for a lot of people, you know, to go down, and you would think, okay, what do I have to do? To see then Dave Rollins being up on a chopping block. I'm sorry, but if I was a network, if I was somebody who was working for a daytime, for ABC Daytime, who, you know, in the past had the number one soap opera with Joan Hopper, who still to this day has the largest viewing for a freaking TV wedding, I would sit down and be like, look, our fans want this. I shouldn't have treated Jeannie Francis and called her a fat pig. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have split before Jason and Sam, there was the Fab Four, Sonny, Carly, Jason, and Courtney, down our freaking throats. He needs to realize that he has one show as of, you know, I'm hoping, like, all the Guy Like Nasty World Times fans are supporting All My Children One Life to Live. Like, I've never seen this happen before. You know, a lot of Guy Like Nasty World Times fans, we came to the conclusion, like, you know, it's not going to happen for those two shows, sadly.
Yeah.
You know, but All My Children, One Life to Live, they still have life left in them.
They do.
Still have ideas.
I know.
They still have stories. They still have great actors and actresses, directors, and crew. And they're not going to give up. But it's kind of also like, you know, that's why I'm hoping that they actually get away from ABC. I would love for them to go on TV Land.
TV Land, huh?
Oxygen, Hallmark, I mean, you know, other places, because the way that I see it is Brian Franz has one soap left. One soap.
Yeah.
This is his baby now. If he screws this up,
I know.
I'm sorry. He will be personally responsible for the demise of soaps.
Soaps, he will.
Or at least on ABC. Yeah, at least on ABC. And, you know, honestly,
and if
you
don't want another one,
he's literally living up to the term serial killer. Literally, serial killer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know, what I see happening, or what I hope of God is going to happen, Fawn is going to be out here very, 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 very soon. And when Fonz is gone, he can take out the trash that he brought in with him.
And we know who you're talking about. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Because that trash should have been taken out a long time ago.
Even Catherine Hicklin said something in her blog about that, about Brian Fonz. He needs to, something about putting all the money into... You know who's, what was that, what did she say in the thing, Carly,
something about,
you know who's, something, I think it was, she didn't really specifically say, Kelly or whatever, but you could kind of read between the lines with her blog about it.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you know, let's be honest here. You know, that girl came in, everyone thought, oh, this is great living from PC. You know, this might be good.
It would have been good if she was brought on as the character of Livvy, because I like Livvy.
So
I like
you never
her.
Want me.
Huh?
So you never, never mind.
I never what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What were you going to say? I never.
Yeah, I mean, I was just saying something and you just.
Oh, okay.
Interrupted.
No, I'm just saying, you know, for everyone that is losing hope out there with a general hospital, you know, I think the time is, let's be positive, let's show our support, let's do whatever we need to do, let's also try and get the bastard out and let the bastard take the trash out, because this is where it all started. I really, truly believe that, you know, he came in here, to just...
Connie, go ahead, because I'm gonna comment on that after you finish.
You know, he just came in to say, oh, I supposedly love the daytime dramas. Yeah, right. Well, I think it's time to cancel post-hours. Cancel that. Well, I need my booty call. I need someone to give me my booty call 7 days a week. So why not bring KM there? And why not make everyone's life a fucking miserable? And let's always throw Lil Wayne under the bus about, oh, the show revolves around Sonny, Carly, Jason. You know, it has filled a lot on Kelly Monaco. You know, Rebecca Hoops got a hell of a more good storyline than Kelly did, because Rebecca is the real actress.
I agree with that. She Rebecca Herbst should have been given the stories that Sam was given. But well,
yeah, I mean,
this say is, that, but you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's just like, is it the angles me day after day? You hear people not wanting to say, "Oh, Brian Fawn knew what he was doing." Of course, he knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. He came in and strategized what the fuck he was doing. So please, Bubba Walter, don't say that, oh my God, Brian Fawn was crying. No, Brian Fawn was in his office saying, oh, I just fucked up everyone's life. Good for me. You know, he does not have a soul at all. I'm done.
Okay.
Real quick, Brian Fawn. Okay, like everybody says that, you know, Kelly Monaco. This Kelly Monaco. Good. And I'm just gonna say this. This is my opinion. So don't get mad at me, Carly. Okay, I love your show. and I'm gonna come back. Okay, I have liked Kelly Monaco since she was Livy on Port Charles. Okay. With that being said, Brian Fawn, before Kelly, and it wasn't Kelly, because I'm gonna drop a bombshell on you guys tonight. Brian Fawn has had his certain picks of the winter, as we like.
Yeah.
We had Rebecca Budding. I mean, hey, look how much money that would spend on all my children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's about all. He also liked Alicia Lee Willis, who played Courtney.
Yeah, he did. And then she
turned her back on him, and what happened? She was fired.
Yeah.
He also liked Tamara Braun. He also loved Tamara Braun. And look what happened. So then, you know, everybody said, oh, he brought on Kelly. Kelly was, you know, his new, you know, sex kitten, meow, purr, whatever. Here's a bombshell. Originally, there was supposed to be a Sonny and Elizabeth pairing.
Really?
And Brian Fawn wanted that so badly.
He did.
The year that Jason and Elizabeth started was supposed to be Sonny.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He changed his mind because of three very good reasons. One, a lot of people would not have gone for that turn because there was when Sonny and Carly was hugely popular, and they said there was going to be a backlash for that. Maurice Bernard said Rebecca is a great girl, but the character of Elizabeth and Sonny, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't mix.
They wanted to recreate a
love story similar to one of the 90s.
Really?
Why they put Jason and Elizabeth, because then it kind of reminds you a little bit of Jason and Robin.
Yes, it did. That's why I fell in love with them, yeah.
No, for me it did.
It reminded me of
for
them.
For me, it did.
for me, it did not. It did not remind me of Jason and Robin because I could, you know, I mean, I could take Robin and Jason there, you know, here or there, but when I got Raven in a moment scene, no. I mean, that was it for me. I mean, you know, it was like, okay, Lucky who? Robin who?
Well, it wasn't Robin who for me. It was like, well, if I couldn't have Robin with Jason because she was gone and wasn't coming back, I don't know. At that time, it was like, I don't know. I thought, well, I could like this pairing. That was how I was feeling back then, you know? So, but now this is totally different now.
And Brian Flores if you really take a look at who he is, like, pushing a little bit forward, like, you know, he used to like Maurice Bernard. I mean, granted, he still probably loves Maurice Bernard, but it's been more pushing for Steve Burton than anything, and I'm kind of glad because Steve Burton has always been, in my opinion, in people's shadow, and you know, Maurice's shadow. And I was so glad, like, to see him being nominated in the lead actor categories against Maurice and against, like, Tony Garry. And it always plays out that it's Maurice and Tony for the Emmys. Hopefully Steve gets his shot for lead actor. Yeah. But Brian Farns, like I said, he has a certain text. And he was going to go for that Sunny and Elizabeth thing. But like I said, he kind of figured something was going to happen because of Sunny and Carly. Then you had the Lucky and Liz fans. And Rebecca Harper, you said it at one of her fan events. She said she couldn't really see Elizabeth and Sunny together because it just wouldn't make any sense. Like, it really would not make any sense. And then she said with the Jason and Elizabeth, it kind of made sense because you did see a friendship start. You did see them going through, you know, situations. They were always there for each other. They understood each other on a level that nobody else could understand, you know. And that's why, like, Brian Franz has kind of said, like, okay, you know what? This is not what I want. I don't want this anymore. Jason and Elizabeth, you know, the fans are going to be mad. So, you know, he did approve that storyline, Carly. You know that, right?
He did approve Jason and Elizabeth.
Right. He had no right. He had no right playing God there by saying, oh, I don't like that right for this. He had no right playing God on any fucking storyline.
Well, did he play God in the episode on the soap opera?
Yeah, on Santa Barbara, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I'm saying, in my opinion.
With Brian Franz, though, with me and Brian Franz, it's just I read somewhere in an article that ever since he came into the picture with in charge of all three shows at O2, the ratings have seen a recent decline ever since he's been in there. So that's one thing about Brian Franz that I have a little thing with because I think he's coming. It's just like. Like, at my work, there is a principal at my work. He's not principal anymore, but he never was a teacher in the first place. He never understood what it was like to, like, run a classroom or whatever, something, you know, and all that. So, to me, I don't think Brian Franz really understands how to run soap operas. He worked on one, but I don't think he knows, you know, all that it goes into soap opera. If he did, he would have so revamped them all. He wouldn't have made them go from top to bottom. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's got a lot of experience before ABC, but I know he's on NBC, but they were going to fire him, or they did fire him. I mean, he must not have been doing a very good job. I don't know. I mean, Brian Franz, I think he knew what he was doing when he first got in there.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, like, why would you call somebody who helped your show, which was Jeannie Francis, a fat pig? That's why she left. And
yeah, I'm
she
glad
said
she
recently,
did that.
And I like her interviews, how she said it. She said that General Hospital writers and the people at ABC do not know how to write Laura Spencer as a strong woman.
No, they don't.
They don't.
I mean,
not only, yeah.
And the thing is that they don't know how to write for strong women, period, on that show.
But here's the thing, though. Some of the strong women on CBS, on CBS soaps, and I have to say this, too. They don't crumble the way the ABC women do. And case in point, there's some women on All My Children that is very headstrong, okay?
Yeah.
And then there's still those who are half and half, headstrong and weak. And then you just have the all-plain weak women on the show. And then it's the same storyline with those women going back to the people that they started out with and then who also ended made them weak. On General Hospital, it's like a revolving door. It's like, oh, wait a minute, you was with this person. Oh, now you're back with this person. Same thing. Carly is a prime example. I am sorry, but Carly is a freaking prime example. She was with AJ, who was probably the best thing that could happen to her. Then she turned to Jason, who, you know, she found, you know, a best friend with. And then she, how many times she was with Sunny? One, two, three. I mean, her kids have been in danger. Not once, not twice, but three times. I mean, to find out why her son got shot and, you know, was in a coma. Now he's dead and sex with her.
I know.
And wants to join the mob. You know, you would think. Then you have poor Bobby. Where's Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby's nowhere to be found.
They don't know how to use their vet anymore.
They don't.
You know,
they don't.
I mean, I never thought I would say this. I love Tracy, but I don't love her as much as I used to.
I know. She's not strong anymore. She's not like that. Where is that Tracy that we all love and know? You know what I mean? She's like
falling in that category, headstrong and weak strong. She's
Elizabeth, when she first came on, huh?
I was going to say, and Monica, I mean, Monica is one of those, I can honestly say, has always been a headstrong character. Because with the way they wrote Monica, I mean, she's had her ups and downs. I mean, everybody has their ups and downs, but it's the way that she has handled the situation. And even if it was a situation that, like, you know, okay, when Emily died, okay?
Yeah.
That, to me, that could have been her weak moment. You know, like, she could have gone after Sunny, and she could have just, deranged people. But it's look at the way she handled it. That's what I'm saying. Now, if it was, like, anybody else on that show, it would have been like, well, I'm going to get revenge. I'm going to plot against you. I'm going to find out that your girlfriend or your wife isn't telling the truth. I'm going to use the A, B, C, and D on this person. Like, really? I get upset with all three shows, I should say. Talk about, okay, One Life to Live has done a great job, except for Juju.
With what?
One Life to Live, like with Gigi. Like, I just want her off the show. No offense if anybody likes her, but she's one of those weak characters that needs to go.
By the way, you know, we've seen our 3-hour point. So this will tell you who knows. You know, I'm not going to say what, but this we between the lines what I'm saying because it could happen any minute, so I'm just warning you.
I mean, it's just grind for they need to really, and it's sad because there's women at ABC who's watching this and having to sign off on these papers, like, and reading the scripts and be like, okay, that's a great idea. Like, great. That's because they, A, want to keep their job, understandable. Two, they want more money, understandable. But three, you're sucking on somebody's dick. Sorry, but I've had to say it. And who doesn't care? He does not care at all, and I really wish we could meet Brian Fonz's mama if she's still alive. Like, that would be closure for me because I want to know what kind of woman she is and if she agrees with anything that he does.
She was like an actress or producer of Santa Barbara. What are you talking about?
That explains so much now.
What's that?
Brian Fonz's mama.
Wife.
Brian Fox's mom used to be a wife.
Yeah, both.
Well,
I
want to
know how his childhood was, and well, from what I understand, his daughter really loved Jason and Sam. So I read somewhere that his daughter, he went to his daughter and was asking, I guess he asked her what all the young kids, what couple they like. And I guess she went to her friends and they said they love Jason and Sam. And so that's why.
Oh, well, I guess that they were only